thought Fassbender only did X-Men.
No, he's Dave or whatever in the Aliens movie.
Dark Phoenix was... Oh, yeah, that's true. Dark Phoenix was the worst movie I've ever seen in my whole life.
And you chose to go to that.
Opening night. I went and saw opening night, and there was like six people there.
I did not go watch that even remotely.
Did you take in Four Locos?
White Claws. White
Claws. That's the new Four Loco.
Claw with the claw, baby.
They'll I think up on you like a fire I don't think girl. That Sophie's gonna have a great career.
Sophie's Choice.
You know what's fucking bizarre about that movie? So she does laugh breaking your fucking microphone. I don't know why I think that's funny. It's gonna stay still. It's just like flopping.
You guys, the camera's not working.
Try your camera again. Let's go back to.
It's plugged in right now. I'm so upset. It's the dongle.
Now go back to mine. I'll try that one again. You know what you need to stop doing though, for real, letting those hang like that.
Really?
Oh, that's super. Yeah, and that's how like cell phone chargers and stuff go bad really fast.
Probably why it went bad in the first place.
Yeah. So what it messes with those prongs inside of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, if you ever do get a new one, just don't live that life again. Because I've done the exact same shit. Yeah, I've had my cell phone for like 4 months and I've already ruined the charger because I do.
He has to clean lint out of his like every 2 weeks.
Yeah, do you have an iPhone?
No.
Do you have an iPhone, Derek?
I do.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Do you have to clean lint out of your charger port in the phone?
Not as much as like my belly button.
Yeah, I cleaned so much lint out of my belly button. It's bizarre.
It sucks because your phone will stop charging, and for a couple years I didn't like. As you say that, I check my belly button.
Yeah, you have to check. You know when you get a new shirt and then like the inside of your belly button is the color of your new shirt?
Speaking of belly buttons, let's talk about let's talk about someone's belly button here.
I got an innie.
I have an innie.
Does it defy logic?
We've done some weird things with that.
Like, I can feel her spine in hers. I could reach in and feel the spine.
Yep.
That can't be right.
I feel like you're going to figure this out.
Well, I was there with the one that was not hooked up, so now I'm trying it with this one again. But I think we're going to be there.
You look excited. Yeah.
Well, I got the other one to work, the one that's not hooked up. So now I'm plugged yours back in, and I'm going to make that work. Do you see what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean, brother.
Brother.
You're doing some real checks and balances here.
Yeah.
Why does there want to hook that other one in?
Which Fazari's would bring pizza to us right now?
I could go for a Shotzi.
I'd go for a Shotzi. Or just a shot. See?
See what we did there?
It was a shot, see?
It's a shot, see?
Take the shot, see?
It's a shot, see?
The problem with it is that it's not a shot, you see? I'm enjoying this Coors Light, but the problem is that it's not a shot. See?
It's not a shot, you see?
I hate myself.
Don't.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yep.
But now you're lathered. You got a good coat of Coors in you.
Yeah. It's,
did you finish yours?
No, I've been babying. I always baby the first one, then I go fucking next level after that.
Yeah, he's gonna be wrecked.
Yeah, I usually like drink. It takes like an hour to drink my first beer, I drink a White Claw every 5 minutes after that.
I feel so bad
until I pass out.
The shot, you see.
A hockey player? Oh, Shorzy.
Shorzy, that's what
it is. Boomtown.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Boomtown.
That's the commercial.
For Boomtown? For Boomtown.
You miss 100% of the shot. You piece of shit.
Boomtown.
Doesn't even finish the sentence.
Hammer. I wish we had a Boomtown here. Shorzy. Boomtown.
Yeah.
My wife's a good lady.
He does say that at one point.
So
you had it and then you didn't.
I know.
Is it just too new of a camera for you?
Fucking
the lights
right.
On. The lights on.
Oh,
fucking.
Oh, so close.
Yeah.
POV.
Oh, so freaking close. Man, if we take any longer, my laptop's going to die.
No, it's going to be fine because we're streaming now.
Did you not bring a charger?
Share it again.
I did, but it's all the way somewhere else.
Share it again!
It's all the way over there. And then I'd have to find somewhere to plug it in, which sounds like a whole ordeal.
So I burp very bad.
Tell me if it's a screen or tell me if it's the hang in there, baby, because I don't ever know which one's which.
The hang in there, baby.
Okay, we're switching that. Oh, my God. What an ordeal. I love technology, and it loves me back. Hey, everyone!
Wow, we're back already?
Whoa, no, we never left. Well, no, we never started.
Whoa.
It's fine.
It's going to stay like this.
That's okay. Hey, everybody, welcome to the program. Sports program with Derek, Zach, and Sean. I saw him at the movie theater, and I haven't told the story at all. But Sean's never in town.
Never in town.
At Home Run Jack, which I'll fix that.
Did you add it?
Gotta do it right now.
I'm still seeing hang in there, baby.
I just put it back on there.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, let the boys share it. It's boys club.
At.
And the other sucks is I called my mom.
Yeah, she's been waiting for this.
She's probably like, I can't hear a damn thing.
I'm sorry.
My mom doesn't sound.
Somewhere. There. There'll be right here. Love it. It's just going to be over my face. I don't even care at this point. Hey, look at that. There is this show. This should be back now. Well, it'll take a second before you see it.
Well, it's going to be here, or we're going to see it on
some other
time?
I promise you it's
going to
happen. I'll see you now, or I'll see you too.
See you there. I'll see you on another time.
What's that from? I love you, man.
I love you, man. I love you too, man.
I love you, man.
POV porn. That's what today's show is about. That's today's show topic.
POV.
Yeah, POV.
Hi to our mothers.
Hi, moms. Today we're talking step-moms. POV. Nope, that's not true.
I mean, I don't have
stuff. I mean, I might go there, but not right now. Anyway, hey, welcome to the show. Thanks, everybody. Sean's never in town. I saw him at the movies. He said he was going to be on the show because he talked to Zach.
I didn't. I told them.
I know. I love that you're here.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I'm hard.
What you guys do.
Everything's working. The sound, flawlessly. We had no issues.
It's just crazy how things work so smooth every week.
Yeah. I love that we can do this show week in and week out and never have any issues.
Yeah. And we definitely do it every week.
And it's never been an issue.
Every week.
And we definitely do the show the times that we're scheduled to do at the same times we always say we're going to do them.
Yeah, exactly.
We always start at noon on the nose.
Yeah. We do shows sometime between Sunday and the following Saturday from when people are awake to when people are asleep.
You see, my friends, the key to a successful podcast is consistency.
That's the number one thing people tell me about Twitch.
And we consistently never do the show at the same time or the same day.
Yeah.
Ever.
If you really wanted to watch it, it would be very hard to do.
Oh, yeah. You'll never be able to watch it live unless you are following us.
Unless you don't get off of Facebook.
Right.
And or you're in the room.
Or you're here. And you can watch it with your human eyes as Sean's wife is doing. Hello. She's not on the camera.
She's here.
She's in the room, though.
Sean's wife.
Oh.
Borat.
Oh, anyway. The show's about sports, too. And there have been things that happened in sports.
There's stuff to talk about. We might do that.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit right now because there is something that huge happened overnight. Something near and dear to Kawhi Watch.
Kawhi Watch.
He went to the Clippers. I thought about wearing my Clippers jersey for the show.
Were you gifted that jersey?
I found it at Goodwill for like $10.
Oh, well, you got it. Yeah. I always look for stuff like that. I can never.
I mean, that's not even a team that I like, but.
Well, you might as well get it.
If I see it at Goodwill, I'm like, oh, sure. I have a Mark McGwire jersey around here somewhere that was at Goodwill.
That's awesome,
though. It's like, Mark McGwire? It smells like roids. He didn't wear it.
You put it on and you just get stronger, but also like, want to hit somebody.
You, yeah, I was just like, God, these guys are pussies.
Do you break records illegally?
I do, yeah.
You just want to go into a Walmart and hit a woman?
His baseball bat looks like a little stick in his hands.
Yeah, I went into Walmart for the first time in like 6 months the other day, and I just got violent.
It was hard. We went there to get some beverages, which I have brought some for you guys.
Great.
And we went in there, and it was hard.
Okay, so real quick, speaking of beverages, let's talk a little bit about the show that you do on Twitch.tv.
Okay.
Do you want to plug that real quick? What's your What's your stream?
So, Home Run Jack, my main thing is on Saturday nights, 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
So whatever that would be. East. I don't know anybody on the East who would ever watch it, but 9, 10, something?
9, 10, it's 10 9, 10 on the East.
Yeah. And unlike some people,
nine
I,
in all
I do start mine at 7 p.m. sharp.
You do.
Every Saturday.
You're consistent.
But I just do beer reviews.
Beer reviews.
Beers I've never... I do a good beer and a bad beer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
What's the worst beer?
That I have had?
Mm-hmm.
Foster's Premium Ale so far has been the least, my least favorite beer of all of my life.
Okay.
And I've had Schlitz.
For all the time.
Yeah, for all the time. The green can,
Schlitz
Foster.
Is great.
Schlitz is...
I think Montucky's are the worst beer I've ever had.
I will.
My
you
cousin.
You don't like the Gold Snipe, baby?
I mean, I drink them anyways because I love the can, and I'm a sucker for advertising.
My cousin's
but.
A Ham's Bear Beer guy.
You ever had Hamthrax?
No.
That's the ham. If you had Hams, you've had Hamthrax.
Oh, it's just
my friend drinks so
that.
My friend drank
yes, I have
so many Hams, he broke out in hives. He drank so much Hams.
Hives Bear Beer.
Yeah.
Guys, we're back, baby.
So he drinks Hams Bear Beer, and he loves it.
I've never had it.
It's cheap, and it's a staple. It's, you know, Hams is to Moscow, Idaho, is Keystone is to Lewiston, Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
So high schoolers drink it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they got it.
Yeah.
It's questionable.
But they stole it from the bum.
It's
they
questionable.
Could afford to buy it.
Yeah. They gave somebody $20 to go buy them $10 worth of beer, and they kept all of that $10 yeah. change.
Yeah. Don't know any better.
And they have no idea.
That's actually genius.
Until you get older and you do it for, like, your cousin. Which I've never done.
You can't see your face at all right now. You have like an exact...
The mic is right.
The exact... Oh my God.
That's fine.
What was that?
It was the water bottle.
Oh, I thought it was your beer. That would have
been... Hey, shut that dog up!
I can't wait to see him swing the mic. I'm going to watch your computer to watch him swing the mic.
There, I'm back.
You look great.
Thank you.
So...
There, now, is that better? No.
Well, I don't know. It hasn't caught up yet.
It's not better.
It's not better.
This is what we got, okay?
This is it.
One day I'll have I want to get a desktop to do this, but to leave everything plugged in all the time so I don't have to keep having issues, which I never have.
It looks better. I think it looks better where it's at now.
There you go.
Good. I got this POV on, though.
I love the POV angle that you're doing.
You're my stepsister. That's what they usually are.
Every time.
One time.
I thought we weren't going there.
Oh, it's okay. It's one time on the comment section, though, I did see a funny comment. They have a great community, by the way. I found out. One of the comments said...
Healthy community,
One of the comments said, how many stepsisters does this guy have? I was like, that's really clever.
Big family. It's a big family.
Yeah.
Y'all tell mom and dad. Dude, your dad's been divorced so many times. Like, you have your family has systemic issues. Anyway, we're not talking about that, though. Kawhi Leonard is a Clipper, and so is Paul George.
Yeah, It wasn't like the Clippers move wasn't a huge surprise. It's just Paul George came out of nowhere because he just signed that huge contract with Oklahoma City last year. And there was this big thing right at midnight where he takes a picture with Russ and they're at a party.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, these guys must really like each other. And then 1 year later, you're like, well,
maybe not.
Maybe they hate Russell Westbrook's fucking guts.
It was pretty surprising because it's not a move that anyone was talking about. And I think that's what's so fun about it. Nobody speculated that. Even the Waj had no idea.
Well, and they gave up the most in the history of the NBA to get him.
Yeah.
Basically, every pick that they have in the 2020s is now gone. And they gave away Gilgeous Alexander, who was their best rookie from last year, one of their best up-and-coming players. So it's interesting they traded a point guard to a team that already has Russell Westbrook.
Sure.
Does that mean... No more Russell Westbrook in Oklahoma City as well.
So now I'm wondering for our conversation last week, I'm wondering now. Well, I'm not wondering. I know now. my pick for OKC to not be in the playoffs next year is much more truthful this time. Because we said basically if they had Paul George, as long as they have Paul George, they're a playoff team.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But now with so much competition in the West.
Well, and I thought Utah would be the team. And then as soon as I said that about Utah, literally our show ended. Uh-huh. And then Utah just blasted off all these awesome like acquisitions.
I did.
Now Oklahoma or Utah looks like they could be like a top four team in the league.
Portland made some great trades too. Yeah, Whiteside and Bazemore.
I think the Whiteside Lillard combination for like a pick and roll situation is going to be awesome while Nurkic is gone because that seemed to work. But
I was sad to see Enes Kanter go.
Though. I will say though, it doesn't matter about any of the other trades now. I think the Clippers moves kind of everything.
Yeah.
Because I thought like yesterday at this time, the Lakers had become like the odds-on favorite to win the title. They were the new Vegas favorite, and from then till now, the whole NBA shifted because I do think that the Clippers are the better team now out of the two. But sadly because you would think Davis and LeBron James combination would be unbeatable. And then I think Paul George, Kawhi Leonard with some of the other pieces they have like Harrell and keeping Patrick Beverley. That's the best defensive team that's ever been assembled already.
Although you did make a really good pick last week too, kind of overshadowed by everything, but you said Danny Green to the Lakers. That's a thing now.
And I still think they'll get Carmelo as well.
I still like that pick.
And they just snuck in. Did they just sneak in Boogie as well? Was that the Lakers who got Boogie?
I hadn't seen him get picked up yet.
He did. So Boogie Cousins, Lakers agreed to Boogie Cousins bring back Rondo. So
see Rondo for.
So they have Boogie Cousins.
The Battle of L.A.
Cool. And Boogie and the Brow are back together again. Boogie and the Brow are back together Boogie again already.
Band name, call it.
That's a good band name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty awesome in my opinion. But what I was saying like 3 days ago is how cool it is right now that the NBA is so – it's the most open it's been in 5 years where you're like there's a list of teams that can win a championship. Now everyone's stoked. Like if you're a Nuggets fan, you should be excited. If you're a Sixers fan or kind of even like a Boston or whatever.
I'd say not a Raptors fan. I think you need to ride that high from last year, but I don't
– Well, don't know isn't it crazy how fast like the – how fast people can fall because now two teams from the playoffs last year, the Raptors and the Thunder are both almost guaranteed not to make it now. You know what I mean?
Right,
there's two teams that just in 24 hours just completely fell apart.
Yeah.
But as excited as I was about 3 days ago thinking all these teams had a chance, I really think it's just four teams now, two on each side. So Milwaukee and the 76ers are, I would say, 50-50 on who's going to win the East. And then the West is, it's the Battle of L.A.
Yeah.
I think it's gone down to that. There's two teams on the East, two teams on the West. Everyone else is basically second tier.
Yeah. The Warriors, second tier.
Warriors are down to third tier now.
After losing.
Klay Thompson's going to be hurt all year. Kevin Durant's gone. Iguodala's gone.
Boogie.
Boogie's gone.
Oh, their key player, Boogie Cousins.
Their key player. Their best player from last year, Boogie Cousins.
Is Jeremy Lin available?
They need some Lin sanity in Golden State. Because
he's been there before.
Well, and he's basking in it. Well, he's still basking in his Toronto championship.
It's true.
Do you think they'll re-sign him? Or is he still under contract?
I'm sure they'll keep him.
I don't know. It's Boogie or it's Lin. Jeremy Lin's going to be somewhere else every 6 months for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
He just rotates around the league.
I just like that he got it.
He got the W. He got the ring.
Yeah, me too. I also like that still today, still the conversation will be how the Knicks are not going to win ever.
They got really...
They...
And as you guys know, I like the NBA, but I don't.
Sure.
You're a playoff NBA guy.
Well, games.
I like a good train wreck, though.
That train wreck is the Knicks.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually... I like it because the Giants are the same, and so that's fun.
Yes,
the two big New York teams are
that quarterback
equally train wrecky.
Anyways,
it's fun, owner of both is terrible. It's awesome. It's fun.
Do you think they're in cahoots together?
Just to be bad.
Yeah,
we should be sucky.
I just
couldn't believe everything that happened with the Knicks this year. How that could completely fall apart, where they don't get the. I mean, it started with obviously. I mean, the conversation was like, if we get number one pick, we're already thinking about trading it for Zion, or trading Zion to the Pelicans to try to get Anthony Davis. And then they're like, and the number one pick goes to the Pelicans. Remember that team you were going to trade him to? Yeah. And they're like, ah, nuts. Oh,
they knew our plan.
Well, they got RJ Barrett, though.
So I will say this, because I am a little bit of a summer league nut. I'm pretty into it. It did get completely destroyed by earthquakes yesterday, though.
Yeah.
None of the games got to finish.
Zion hurt his knee.
Yeah,
too.
So, yeah.
But the Knicks are the favorite to win summer league this year. And if you think about it, here's why. Their actual real life, like what's going to start the season starting five, is also their summer league starting five. Like, their players are so damn young that all five of the guys that we're seeing in summer league are all going to play like 20-30 minutes a game this upcoming season. And honestly, Trier looked amazing. Knox looked good. RJ Barrett looked fine. Robinson looked good. Everyone's taking a huge dump on the Knicks like they always are, but their core is good. Their young core is, there's none of them who don't have potential, but
their young core reminds me a lot of LA's young core before all the LeBron.
We've said the same thing about LA. We've been saying about Phoenix for like 5 years now. Wow, look at all these draft picks Phoenix has. Maybe they're going to be good one day. And then every year they win 16 games.
I know.
Steve Nash's old team?
Yeah, Steve Nash's old team.
Steve Nash. R.I.P. He's not dead. But...
Do you ever notice that, I don't know if you pay attention to like any story in the NBA, but Steve Nash finds a way into a lot of them? Because he's like a consultant. So like all of a sudden every story traces back to, I was having a really long conversation with Steve Nash and I made this decision. Like, how does...
I know.
I just like that he's like this like sage councilman who comes in. We're bringing in the Nash.
Well, even last year, last year when Trae Young was getting drafted, I mean,
Godfather Steve Nash
came into
RJ Barrett, Godfather Steve Nash. Did you know that? That's his godfather.
I did not know
RJ Barrett,
like a real guy, like his real godfather.
Yeah, his real life one.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
God, Steve Nash.
All the Canadian basketball, because that's where RJ Barrett's from.
Sure. Okay.
All the Canadian high school basketball players are like somehow tied to Steve Nash.
And what? Who better?
How does he have time, though, to be in Canada and in L.A. at the same time all the time is what
I want
to know.
There's four Steve Nashes.
Do you remember those old vitamin water commercials? Do you remember the old vitamin water commercials with Steve? That's when I fell in love with Steve Nash.
I fell in love with him. He was in a satirical, like cologne.
Yeah, the one that he made. He made that. He, like, wrote it and directed
it. It's hilarious.
He's a funny dude.
He's like, do you want to smell like Steve Nash? You can. He's like, "Hi, I'm Steve Nash. Smell like me." They're weird commercials, but they're
and his hair's all like slick back.
Isn't
he bald and really good at the end there?
I don't know. When he went to the Lakers, he finally got a short haircut.
Yeah. Yep. And it looked bad.
It didn't look good.
And maybe that's why
he cuts his own hair though, and it's terrible. He does a terrible job. He would like.
Cuts his own hair,
for a long time, he did like this Dutch boy haircut, like Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it was just like running down the court. And even when he runs, his hair is just like
So yeah,
he runs the whole time.
I remember Maverick Steve Nash, so I hated him.
Sure,
because it was Nash, Finley, and Dirk.
Right,
and they were all. I mean, they were like Dirk said it best. They're like our little brothers. Like we always beat up on them. But there was some playoff series where. They gave us a run for our money.
Sure.
Like, Spurs, Mavericks were fun playoff series, even though it's kind of like Suns when they got Nash.
Oh, yeah. Suns and Lakers.
Well, and Suns, Spurs were fun in the playoffs, Spurs. Too, but I would say it was kind of a one-sided affair.
Yeah.
But it was still fun to watch.
I always wished that Steve Nash would have got one in Phoenix. I mean, they got so close. Oh,
yeah. They did get close.
Well, especially with when they had Stoudemire, and man, that was a great season. Couple seasons.
Yeah, a couple of seasons.
Yeah.
Well, those are great.
You know, you thought when you went to L.A., you thought that team was going to...
No.
You didn't think.
Him and Howard and Kobe?
You didn't think Howard, Kobe, Nash.
Who would
have... Meta World Peace.
Well, and so Howard just got traded again?
He did.
Had they had got Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Like they were
Everything would have been changed. I think Kobe and Chris Paul win a championship for sure.
But, you know, the Warriors can do whatever they want.
That is weird that they did that, but then they let the Warriors basically just...
Yeah.
finger diddle the whole league. Yeah.
And I'm still feeling the feeling the raw dogness from it all.
We all got raw dogged well, in that situation.
When I tell you guys I don't like basketball, it's because of that exact season.
You got raw dogged.
Well, I used to watch preseason, the raw dog. The preseason, the regular season, and playoffs.
Got the raw dog deal.
And that season happened, and Dwight Howard is a baby.
Once someone fully penetrates you.
He just got traded to where?
Who?
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard just went on the move again. So he's in like Memphis now?
Dude, we should be calling it Dwight Watch.
No one cares, though.
I know.
So he just went to like.
Who cares?
He just went to Memphis or something?
The Grizzlies. Like,
yeah, he got traded to the Grizzlies.
Well, so here's the thing. Is everyone wants to act like he's just absolute complete water trash now, right? But he only played 6 games for the Wizards last year, so we don't actually know that he sucks a bunch of balls. 2 years ago for the Hornets, I believe, he was like 16-12. Like 16 point. If you can get 16 points and 12 rebounds a game from Dwight Howard, then he's worth whatever garbage contract you're giving him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, that's what you want from your center in today's NBA. Here's another thing. The center over the last like 3 years has completely disappeared. Like no teams winning championships have like a good center. You know what I mean? The Warriors don't even play with one. There's times where there's times when the Rockets' tallest guy on the court in the playoffs this year was James Harden.
Yeah.
They played with four guards out there and then PJ Tucker. So this year, with the way the Warriors fell, like the dynasty's gone. I think the big man's back now too. Cause think about these teams. Philadelphia went out and got another big man. They already have Joel Embiid, and they're like, you know what? Let's get another guy. And like all these teams are building like Twin Towers again. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's going to be successful, but I mean, Lakers are going to be a huge team.
I've been saying how that's going to switch again.
Well, and I think the Raptors did that because everyone imitates the champion, right?
There's my naivety.
Yeah, everyone imitates the champion, though. The Warriors won a bunch of championships, so every team built around the perimeter.
Yeah.
And then Toronto just won one, having literally the longest team in the history of the NBA wingspan-wise.
Yeah.
And think about how long Milwaukee is. I thought Milwaukee's probably the tallest team ever assembled because mm-hmm. They have three guys over 6'10 out there at the same time. I think so teams are going to imitate that now because that clearly showed that it works. So I think LA has done a good job of it. Both LA teams have done a good job of it. I think that even teams like San Antonio will be better because we do have like that mid-range game. But I think we're going to see a ton of mid-range again this year.
Good.
Utah is going to be big, and you're going to see them shoot a lot of non-3-pointers.
Well, Portland's added some big guys now too. Portland's already had a pretty good big guy.
Well, and I think Dame's going to just keep shooting from further and further away. But he could shoot from anywhere on the court if he wants to.
He'll be from another stadium.
Shoot. Him and Trae Young are just going to shoot half-court shots all year. But
I heard that's what he's working on the offseason again, too. He wants to extend it out. Just get to the half-court, shoot it.
And make it.
No,
He shot a few of those last season. You're just like, come, that's not right.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
So yeah, after all this is going to be interesting because
need to add the 4-pointer.
I think me and you thought.
I don't see why not? To be honest with you,
I don't think they should do it.
I do.
I don't even think there should be 3-pointers. But well, call me old fashioned,
dude. That's what, and I hate watching dunk highlights. I hate it. I want to see 3 highlights all day. Drainage.
They're fun.
I mean, yeah. But back in the day, that's what it was. It was like every team had like a 3-point specialist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's like Kerr or like, every team had Kerr for a while as a 3-point specialist. Like, this, we had him in San Antonio, and all he did was sit in the corner. The Bulls had him. All he did was just wait for threes.
I just love how Kerr went to a team as a coach and was like, you know what we should do? We should make everyone be really good at threes.
Everyone just do what I do.
Well,
and then they're like, well, that'd be kind of weird. Do you think that would work? And he's like, well, 3 is more than 2. Like, that was his.
The math is.
Well, there. You know, 3-pointers is one more than 2-pointers. And if you shot more 3s, you're going to get more.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh.
Wait, for real? And you also want more points than the other team.
Yeah.
So that helps as well.
You see, what wins games is when you score more points. And I think if we shot 3s all the time.
He's explaining these kids because they just got out of college.
It's a real numbers game. Yeah.
You know, the Lakers also picked up Quinn Cook, which I did not understand. He was like, Quinn Cook from the Golden State Warriors, who actually had a pretty good like playoff run at the end when people started to get hurt. He just kept coming in and scoring. He's only in his third year.
Kuzma.
That's
Kuzma.
If you look at that team, it's
sorry.
It's interesting.
I like this McGee guy. McGee, how do you say it?
JaVale McGee.
JaVale McGee.
And I thought I liked when he was in the Warriors.
No, they and still. Did they keep him on LA? Yeah.
They re-signed him.
Oh, good.
Well, and then like I said something. I was like, that's cool. We got that guy from the Warriors, McGee. I don't know how to say his last name, and everyone's like, why? He's not that good.
He was good though.
I was like, well, wasn't he on the Warriors? Aren't they all good?
He defends the rim, and he's good in the pick and roll, which is what they're going to want him to do.
He's good.
But I'm interested to see the LeBron James Anthony Davis pick and roll because that's too like. Who are you going to guard?
No one. Just quit.
Just give up.
I'm excited to be on the show because I'm going to know some names now.
That's going
to
be exciting.
I'm going to know some names next
week. So are you traditionally you are a Lakers guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. LA.
I don't think we've ever had a Lakers person on the show, mostly because we haven't had anyone really.
We have. On the show. We've had Jeff comment on stuff all the time.
Well, yeah.
Who have you I don't know.
We've had some baseball guys.
We've had baseball people. But nothing.
We tend to do really well when we bring on baseball people. Like when we do baseball people, we get like 300 views.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then when we stay away from baseball, people are like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Why do people like baseball so much?
I don't know.
It's not the playoffs yet.
I mean,
I didn't even know it was being played.
It'll get soon. It'll okay. So
I thought at the All-Star break, they made up the records from what happened before. And then they're just like, hey, guys, it's midway through the season. You can start paying attention now. Oh, cool, the season started.
Which is funny because your Braves are...
We're destroying everyone.
Doing really well.
We're crushing ass and we're... we are And it's not... like I was worried about our pitching going into this season, but that's not a problem. And then we added more bats. Like, we didn't even need... Oh, dude, we need another potential Rookie of the Year candidate? Yeah, we're going to back-to-back that shit.
My favorite right now is, like, the Cubs little division there because they're all real bad.
Yeah.
I think the Brewers are 46 and, like, they're barely over 500.
Are we switching gears here?
The Cubs and the Brewers... both barely over 500.
No, we'll stay on baseball for like 5 whole seconds, and then we'll just get off of it because we know that.
Well, I was about to pull up the records. I was like, "Well, I'm a Dodgers fan, so I."
They're doing good. Yeah, they're doing great.
Well, they spend a bunch of money every year.
The Mariners are garbage dumpster trash fire,
as
per the custom.
I'm not gonna be mean about them.
I can be mean about
it. You can, because you're a fan.
I just let Derek beat up his own teams when they're doing bad.
I hate everything Seattle.
Me too.
The Mariners are the only thing I like out of Seattle.
Good.
I'm not a Seahawks guy.
Are you Steelers?
I'm a Steelers guy.
So that's something that when you were talking about the threes earlier, I was trying to like sneak that in there. Like Tomlin's kind of that way with going for two. You know what I mean? Like every other team's like, oh, we're going to kick extra points. Yeah. And Tomlin's like, well, if you only get every other 2-point conversion, you're breaking even, baby. Yeah. So, and the odds say you're going to get them because it's 2 damn yards. Mm-hmm. So Tomlin goes for two.
We've talked about it, too.
Because two is more than one.
There's that...
it's a numbers game out here.
There's
numbers,
that high baby. School team. I told you about there's a high school team I watched in ESPN. Like, one of their... it's like the 30 for 30 shorts. Like, the smaller ones. And there's a high school team in, like, the Midwest that goes for it on everything. They don't even have a kicker. They go for it. If they get to fourth down, they don't punt. They just go for it.
I wish they did that more.
And the numbers game. And the numbers game has made it to where they either lose horrendously or they win and it's just disgusting. Like they run up the scoreboard because they could just keep going.
I wish go on fourth down was bigger. I wish they did it more.
Yeah.
I understand. Don't if you're got.
What but he just plays the odds. He plays the odds. It's like, well, you're more likely to get it.
What drives me nuts is when Belichick goes on fourth down. Because when a Patriots team goes for it on fourth down, they fucking get it. Yeah. Like, every time. It's like, oh, no, they're going for it. They're going to get it. Like, it's frustrating because if you're, like, the other team, you're like, well,
we're screwed. Any year the Steelers have a good defense, they play the Patriots, and I remember that their defense isn't actually very good.
Yeah, you're like, oh, well, this is finally the year the Steelers have a defense, like, and then you play the Patriots, and you're like, oh, no, we still suck balls.
You're like, hey, they're kind of clicking. And then you're like, oh, no, they're actually worse. They've been worse.
This is actually the worst I've ever seen them.
They tied the Browns.
They did. You like the Browns.
I am.
That's your two. That's your two team.
Yep. My AFC team.
Yeah. I know. I see. I do the same thing. Yeah. We've talked about.
My friend tried to get me to go Titans, and I go, why? They're pretty decent.
I like Mariota though.
Yeah. Well.
Titans were my B squad growing up.
Okay.
When I was a little kid, because I was a...
You like Vince Young.
Well, the only... No, the only... I was a Houston Oilers fan growing up.
Oh!
So I always started liking the Atlanta Falcons when I was a nine-year-old because the Oilers were up and leaving me. So I was
that's fair.
I was like, they can go eat a dick because, like, fair. Those Titan uniforms are ugly. So I was like, I'm not interested.
Well, it's like the Sonics fan not going over to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some did.
So I wasn't interested. So I just... Hop ship and went to the ATL, baby.
A lot of people ask. A lot of people who think I am a lifelong diehard Blazers fan since more than last year, because I am a lifelong diehard Blazers fan since last year. A lot of them are like, "Oh, were you a Sonics fan before?" And I was like, "No, I actually was a Suns fan and a Mavericks fan because I like Steve Nash."
And you've always
liked Steve Nash, and I bought his cologne.
Yeah, didn't buy the cologne.
Wore it to prom.
Did. And then I wanted to smell like Steve Nash.
You've always been a LeBron fan, though,
I like,
right?
LeBron, too, yeah.
Yeah, so, see? Come on, baby.
I liked him less this last season just because of his shenanigans with those young players.
Well.
Just being a little butt.
How much of that was just...
Media.
It's fine
now. It's
all
now. About the he said, she said.
Yeah, it's fine now.
And I get it. Again. If you know those guys aren't going to be there this time next year, great band.
Yeah.
If you know they're not going to be there this time next year... Then
yeah, that's fair.
Treat them like the trailer trash they are. You know?
Who'd they get rid of? Lonzo.
Lonzo.
The year before that, they got rid of Randall.
Yeah.
Ingram's gone. Yeah. And Hart. They got rid of Josh Hart as well. Who I think is going to be a nice little player.
I am sad about.
They got rid of Mo Wagner afterwards, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I always say? Mo Wagner, Mo problems.
You've always said that.
I've been saying it for
years.
Minutes now.
Years.
Seconds even.
Yeah, I've always remembered you saying that right now.
Today.
Yeah, I remember when you made that up just now on the spot. And you've always said
you
it.
You traditionally have always said that, right? A couple minutes ago.
Patton.
Everyone's always kind of known that about me.
Yeah, everyone's known that since a couple minutes ago. I saw like LeBron too. I mean, and LeBron actually was kind of my fill-in for Steve Nash. So like once Steve Nash retired, I was like, well, and I'd always been watching LeBron anyways. I liked him when the Heat.
Yeah.
Like I was when he went to the Heat.
You liked Miami LeBron. Because I never really liked Cleveland LeBron, but Miami LeBron.
Yeah.
I was at least interested in watching him.
Well, I like Dwayne Wade, so I was fine with that.
You didn't like Youngblood Cleveland.
I didn't, but I loved beating them up. Like when the Spurs swept them in 2007.
Oh yeah,
just clean swept them. Like it wasn't even like we were in a championship game. We were just having a nice little scrimmage out there with the little.
And that
pups.
Is when he left, right? It was right after
Timmy
that.
Timmy was giving him the beat down.
We gave him the business.
Yeah,
we sure did.
Tim Duncan.
Is Zion like actually hurt? So here's one thing about Zion. No, this is I heard someone say this a few months ago, and I'm starting to believe it now. They said being that athletic, it has to suck to land. Like,
oh sure.
Like he goes up with so much force that he has to come down with it as well.
Maybe
so,
he needs to calm down.
I don't see him having a very long.
Well, he's
NBA
also
career.
Doing things that people who weigh 200 pounds do. 220 pounds.
Fresh 200.
Not 285 pounds. He's like between 260 and 280.
I have
he?
A
he's huge.
He's like 260, I bet. I have a hard time jumping off a sidewalk without like pulling a hammy or like rolling an ankle or something.
I don't even get out of bed without rolling my
you
ankle.
You ever jump off something like as an adult and you're like my my heels hurt.
How did I do this as a child?
I tried walking down a slight hill at the college during the NAIA World Series and I fell down most of
this time. Hey, we got to get this in before the end of the show, so I say we do a mid-show beer review.
Mid-show beer review. This is what you take the reins.
All right. Here we go. So, I do a good beer, bad beer. Usually start with the bad beer. Do you want to play the guessing game? Do you want to try to guess what it is? You can look at the top, look at the color if you want.
No, you mean I can open it? Oh, I already know what you got me.
I mean, I would know enough.
Well, we all got the same on the back.
I wouldn't know enough to guess.
Are these are something by the Natural Company?
Yeah,
I like this.
But I feel like you guys wouldn't do it.
No,
I like don't think you try this without me making you try it.
That's what I had a feeling. That's what you're just secretly getting me. I feel like you're secretly paid by
Now I'm
the natural light company.
I'm actually very wealthy, and
I'm turning mine into what you'd see in the cafeteria growing up, and that's just a beer. You know, when you looked in the cafeteria at school and it just you'd see the white label, it just said soup.
Yeah.
Milk.
Like, oh, what kind of soup? They're like, it's soup.
So, cool story about this beer. Beverage. It is the first beer I reviewed.
Oh, okay. Did you review it?
It was the
good
first print of the beer, too. It was like the first wave. Wave one.
Are these cans the actual ones you reviewed and you resealed them somehow?
I wish.
Okay.
No, I bought these at the Walmart, remember?
You're like, I drank them, and then I put it back in the can.
So
I sealed it.
So, yes, you do a bad beer and a good beer. Mm-hmm. We keep the wrapping on it while we try it? No. Is that how it works?
Well, you can, if you want.
I feel like if you don't know what it is, that's what it would make it fun.
I've actually only wrapped them once on my show. Is when if Bridget goes...
I rarely wrap it.
Yeah, if my wife, Bridget...
I don't know how you've made it this far, man.
To what?
It's all right, it's nothing.
Because he said he rarely wraps it.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Cool. POV joke.
Yep.
We'll call back.
If you want to drink it, you know what it is.
Yeah, I already know what it is, so.
I don't know what it is. Oh! Yeah. Yeah. Well, natural light.
They just slide right off.
Okay.
Are you trying to do it?
Yeah, you can just go full Pop Doggy.
I was opening it like my grandpa unwraps presents.
It's like a push pop.
See, I like the idea of not knowing what it is and then, like, trying it and then being like, what is this?
Let's do that for the good
For ones. Those who like strawberry lemonade and drinking beer.
Is that what it says? Yep.
Natterdays.
Oh, Natterdays.
I haven't drank these, but I've sold so much natural products from Rite Aid when I worked there.
Yes.
And I always was amazed how much we would bring in and how much we would actually leave. There are so many people actually drink, like, Natty Ice, Natty Light.
It's disgusting.
Natty Daddies, baby.
This isn't... I think this is good.
You ever had a Natty Daddies?
No.
You ever had a Natty Daddies?
Yeah, wait.
They're the ones that are, like, 8% that they were selling for, like, a 24-pack for $10 for a while.
Now they're called Natty Rushes.
Oh, they're called Natty Daddies.
They had a... they have a... it was Natty Rush. I reviewed it. It was a... like, it was supposed to be a Long Island flavor.
Yeah.
It was... awful.
There is some Sam Adams that Ward has been buying for the Times of the Poorly show, and I didn't know that was so cheap. It was so
cheap.
Sam
Adams?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that good. I know, but I didn't know how cheap it was, and he's like, I'm like, why have you been buying these? Like, this is weird. And he's like, oh, it's $8 for that. I was like, $8?
It's like those Henry Weinards that
Jesus
are...
Jesus Christ. That was... maybe that's what it is.
The brown lagers.
No, it was that. Yeah, it was that, yeah.
Yeah, you can get a 12-pack for, like, free, basically. They just give them to you. They're like, here's alcoholism.
Here we go. This is the good beer that he brought us.
This is the good beer. This is the good beer.
Depending on your perspective.
I set a really low bar, and then the next one will be so much better.
Yes, do.
Okay.
This is the good beer. I don't think they're bad. Mr. Coors Light.
I like it.
Do you like pink lemonade?
I do. Can you explain it to the audience, the flavor profile?
But yeah, can you? Because that's something I started doing on my show.
Oh, I can give it a
if
go.
You can,
I messed up. We've been doing this wrong the whole time.
Okay.
We needed glasses. We needed to sniff it. We needed to talk about the color. So that's what I actually do is I do the whole spiel.
Wow.
I open it. I smell it. This smells like pink lemonade.
So you do it like a wine tasting.
I do. You gotta take it seriously.
I like that.
And so then you gotta talk about how it tastes. This tastes like pink lemonade.
Can I do
there's
mine?
No nutty flavor. It tastes like
pink. Yeah, lemonade. Can I do what I would do if I was the guy?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on, you gotta
stings the nostrils.
Yeah, first thought stings the nostrils. So it has the flavor profile of a pink lemonade Gatorade.
Oh, okay.
With sugar-free or?
Sugar-free with a hint of beer, natural light beer. Mostly pink Gatorade, though, but some beer. And highly crushable, though.
I feel like.
Highly crushable.
They'll sneak up on you.
Okay, here's my profile.
I'm drunk. Already.
Here's my profile.
I want to go to Walmart and hit something.
Or someone.
That's a woman.
I need to get me a wife.
Yeah. I'm not gonna hit her. I'm just gonna yell at her a lot.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't hit you if you didn't give me a reason.
You know I love you.
Sad. I really need to stop promoting that.
That's so sad.
I apologize for all of this.
This isn't a NASCAR show.
If you are...
Yeah, we don't even talk NASCAR. I don't know how we got here.
All right, here's my profile. It tastes like someone took a swig of a strawberry lemonade. Okay. Then they just opened their mouth and let it go into a glass.
Yeah.
Just took a drink and they were just like, bah, into a glass. Then they took a natural light and poured it in
a
there.
A mouthful? Like how much pink lemonade in your mouth? Mouthful?
As much as you can get, yeah.
Do they let it
to
sit?
To capacity. Well,
do they let it ferment? Do they let it ferment in their mouth?
You know, that. Mm-hmm. Like you brush your teeth, you know, mm-hmm. and you go, bleh. And then you take a natural light and you go,
That's what you think it tastes like.
It's good.
That's fine.
It's good.
It doesn't sound bad.
I mean, I bet you could shotgun these for days.
And then they can it. They sold
so
it
what
the
happened
masses.
Was, it was May the 4th. I was watching all the Star Wars.
Sure.
I started at 9 in the morning with episode 1.
Yeah, I followed all of it on Snapchat. Start to finish.
I started snapping about noon. And I didn't start drinking right away. I waited till episode 2 and I was like, all right. I got to start. Darth Maul's... Spoiler. Darth Maul's dead.
Yeah, at this point.
Oh!
Darth Maul's dead. And it's
what?
Like, what else do I have to watch for? So I start drinking.
Best character's dead.
And about 5 or 6, my friends are like, you should do a beer review. I don't even know why. But I went and just bought these, and I was like, I'll review these. And I had been... streaming all day. I streamed for, I want to say, 20 hours. Because I was watching all the movies.
Okay.
And then...
what were you streaming, though?
I was streaming me watch the movies.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, I was streaming me playing a game, but I had the movies.
So I knew you were doing that. You were doing Let's Plays for a while.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And I still do that during the week.
And I did know but that. I've seen a few of those.
The big thing I'm trying to do is the beer reviews.
Yeah, so, they're great.
But... So this was the first beer I reviewed.
Okay.
For fun. And then my beautiful wife was like,
hey, do some bigger.
You should do it, but you should do it seriously because
you should
look
do
like
good ones.
Do it, drinking just shitty
beers. Have you tried not drinking these?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what you should do? She's like, hey. Mm-hmm. She's like, hey, I love you, so don't do that anymore.
She's like, well, you should just, like, if you want to do this, you should
why don't
not.
You should apply yourself. You know?
No one wants to hear how a Keystone tastes, bud.
Although that is funny to me, and I like the concept of someone being like giving a taste test to a Keystone.
An average, product connoisseur.
And here's the thing: is uh-huh. Game of Thrones. It was the weekend before the last episode. I did a Four Loko Blaze and a Four Loko Frost.
That's the episode where I said try harder.
Yeah,
that was the one.
Yeah, she was like, "Well, you should probably not do."
She's
that.
Like, "I've had my limit on these."
And I was like, "It was the theme of Game of Thrones. I couldn't have just Anyways, and I do a chug test, too.
Oh, good.
And you
is it like
you,
chugability? Or?
Chugability.
Oh, great.
These are an A.
Yeah.
Or if you love if you love Dark Souls or an S rating, an S plus.
Oh, okay. Question. You have traditionally, so for what I know of you, you have been a fan of the Rolling Rock in the past.
I am.
And are still currently.
Well, and it's so cheap.
It is,
in Oregon.
Zach, basically free. Zach calls it butter beer.
It is butter beer.
Tastes like butter to you?
It tastes like buttered bread.
Wow, I don't see the problem.
No. I'm not. It's not an insult to the beer.
When I was like 16, my mom made that like connection for me. She's like, doesn't it kind of just taste like buttered toast?
But you remember when I was
here? Try it.
You remember when I was on a big Rolling Rock? I drank Rolling Rock for like 4 summers.
Uh huh.
And you said that, and I was always like, I don't know if I need to put more butter into my body.
Yeah. It's already high.
I'm already made. You know how most people, they say people are made of, like, whatever percent of water. I believe I'm butter.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know fair. If I need to be drinking butter beer.
That's fair. Like, do you guys have a Papa John's here?
We do.
Do you get, like, the butter and just...
I actually don't eat Papa John's because I don't like trash pizza.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I'm just...
The butter... The
but the butter... The dunking butter is good.
The dunking the crust in the butter at Papa John's, it hits your mouth in such a way.
Yeah.
It
makes you
lips.
Feel like you're in old Italy.
Yeah. I'm like...
This stuff tastes like a mama's crust.
I'm like, is this Is this traditional Neapolitan pizza? That's how I feel.
Still the only race you're allowed to make fun of now.
So
that accent is you're allowed to be like, ah, it tastes like a mama's crust from the old country.
From old mob families. They're the lowest on the poll now, aren't they?
No one cares.
So
they don't care about the old mobs.
When I was
the old families.
When I was in college the first time, gotta always say that. I graduated, viewers. Don't worry about it. When I was in college the first time, my buddy AJ used the butter as a chaser for vodka.
No.
Oh, for vodka.
We ordered Papa John's, and I think we were drinking like Pop Pop or Potter's or one of those brands. Oh, you know, one of the plastic bottles. And
that can't be good.
He's like, hey guys, someone dare me to use this butter as a chaser. I'm like, no one's gonna dare you to do that. We don't want you to hurt yourself. He's like, I guess I better do it then. I guess you guys pushed me there.
Is that a challenge, Zach?
No, don't do that.
So someone named Philip on here, I don't know whose friend Philip. He is. He says Niners equal dumpster fire.
Well, I hope. I
hope they're a Seahawks fan.
You know what? No, he's not. He's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, I was gonna say, they're gonna be good.
Let's
I can't as a Seahawks fan, I was like, they're screwed. So.
Well, the Cowboys aren't going to be good.
I think the Cowboys, I mean.
I don't think they'll be good.
Year two, Leighton Vander Esch.
I just don't think Dak has what it
takes.
It's
from Idaho.
I don't think Dak has what it takes.
The only thing I'm interested in.
Their defense is
going to
be good. Their line's
going to
be good. They're going to be able to run the football.
That's kind
of
cool.
He's gotten a lot. Dak's gotten much better since the addition of Amari Cooper. I don't know what Jason Witten still has in the tank. But it'll be interesting to see.
And that's why I don't want them to go to the playoffs.
And
bringing Jason Witten out of retirement.
But first, mostly.
I know, because we're really missing a key personality on the TV now.
Mm-hmm.
I was just happy we don't have to listen to him anymore.
Yeah, me too.
I mean,
not listening to Jason Witten is the greatest gift of this football season.
But I'm actually, I want to have faith in the Niners, but I can't because it hurts.
You know, you're allowed it.
But. The Browns, I'm looking forward to. But I'm actually just, I want to know Tony Romo's schedule.
Just so you can listen to him
do
the
games. I just want to watch all the games he does. Because he has such passion, Jason.
Except for, I feel like the Patriots were watching the same games we were.
Jason was terrible.
And then listening to.
He was.
It was bad.
I feel like the Patriots were watching the same games we were on TV, and that was what was being fed into Belichick's ear, was Tony Romo saying what he would do, and then they would do it. He's like, because there's like a couple plays where he's like, Brady's got to be looking out for Gronk out there, and then all of a sudden be like, go to Gronk, and you're like, God damn it, Tony, stop giving him the win.
The thing is Gronk really likes a nice post route in these types of situations, and it's exactly that type of situation that it happens.
You're like, will you stop it, Tony?
Have you seen that video of the person on YouTube who narrates Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback ever?
No.
Ironically. So Tom Brady probably is the greatest quarterback ever, but this guy just destroys him because it's like a highlight video of him just dinking and dunking his way down the field.
Was it right after the Kansas City loss?
It was like
in the playoffs.
So it was around that time period. So like Tom Brady's like throwing like 2 yards to the running back, and they're like, Tom Brady, the greatest fucking quarterback of all time, drops back, and he just drops a 2-yard pass. What a fucking man! What a throw! and then Tom Brady drops down, throws a 5-yard pass to the greatest human athlete in the history of football,
Julian Edelman.
He's got it. Let's talk about Rob Gronkowski because he's the machine. He's like no one else could have made that throw, and he keeps saying. Stuff like that, like no one else could have done what he just did. It's just 2-yard passes to like professional athletes. Of course, they're going to catch the ball.
I watched a similar video. I think it was a little different, but it was right after the Kansas City playoff loss, and he's doing the same thing. And he's like, "And no one in the NFL can stop this, even though they do it every game."
Right.
I
don't know how he doesn't get sacked more. He runs out there. He's got a couple 2x4s for legs.
Yeah.
He doesn't bend his knees anymore.
But when the Clydesdale gets moving, you got to watch.
Yep.
Okay.
Every time I see him running, though, I'm like, how have you not gotten him already? If you play him in Madden, oh my God, you better stay in the pocket. He is the slowest dude on
that game.
You don't want
to get him on your ultimate team.
No.
Okay.
Hello. No, he's got like a speed of like 38.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sorry.
I like mid-beer beers. You know?
Yeah.
Like, those are going
to. I appreciate I texted him.
Thank you.
You're okay. Can you bring some mid-beer beers?
So, here's the deal.
You didn't get hurt, did you?
Oh, I didn't finish my first one.
You didn't get hurt.
Well,
did you?
Here's the thing: is I don't these I don't want these to get too warm. It's toasty in here.
It is warm. And yeah, I'm sorry.
I do like his idea.
Keep it on this time.
Yeah, and try it. Okay. I've never tried these.
Okay.
So you just, I hope you don't get one you've tried. I got these at that place.
You just know that those were so bad that those have to be better.
Well, well, yeah. But this is that place on Thane.
Smokes and Suds.
Smokes and Suds.
Yeah.
Smokes and Suds make some quality
stuff. It is getting
stuff.
Warm in here.
I'll take the one closest to me.
See, okay. The air conditioner is the saving grace, but. You just give me whatever, because I'll.
Just take one. You just pick. We haven't tried any of these.
That one. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So just, you crack it, you sniff it.
Clear off some of my empties here.
Say what you think about it.
Okay. Cracking it, sniffing it.
Tell me when.
One, two, go. See, I didn't even do the one, two, three, and go thing. It's like one, two, go. No confusion.
I just delayed a little bit.
And it's harder, too, now, because guess what? I don't know what this is.
Okay.
Oh, this guy looks like she's dark.
Okay. I also have, my family has terrible sinuses.
It smells like a forest.
Me. So, you might have got it. Not peeizzle.
I did not. This guy, she's dark. I got the malt, a lot of malt, right off the bat.
Mine smells like a forest.
I can't tell. I want to say, yeah, I want to say.
Like the hills of Ireland. I don't know. It smells like a forest.
It smells like a pilsner. It's probably just potpourri
scented water. It does smell like a little potpourri-ish. A little bit.
I'm going to bring this paper down a little bit.
Okay. I'm going to drag my paper down a little bit as well. Okay, I'm taking a sip now.
I don't think mine's a porter or a stout. It's dark, but I think it's like just a brown ale is what I'm going to guess.
I think this is a stout.
This tastes like something that if I went to, like a brewery, I would want a few of them to get me doled down to. I didn't care.
So you don't like it?
I mean, I like them, but I'm a domestic guy.
What do you say? Is it got the piney?
It's all piney.
The hoppy.
It's funny that we mentioned Henry Weinhard's earlier, because this tastes like a Henry Weinhard's brown ale.
Wow. Good old Henry.
If I find out that I'm right, I'm going to shit.
Was that can 16 cents?
Yeah, was this the cheapest of the three beers?
Honestly, I don't know. I didn't look at the individual prices, but I don't think they have. I think it's all one set price. You know, you go into those places where it's build your own six pack.
Yeah.
And they'll have it. But this was they didn't even look. They go, six of them? $9.
So mine's for sure a brown ale, and I can't say if I like it or not yet, because I will drink a brown ale or two. Mm-hmm. Back in the day when they actually weren't made in America, I crushed some Newcastles.
This tastes like something I would get from
What about Kokanee's?
Like Big Sky Brewery.
I used to kind of like Kokanee's too.
They were on the up and up. I think they fizzled out though.
So what's did you that? Get?
Well, I can't tell. I want to say it's like it's a it's brown, it's dark.
Could be. Darker. I think he got
an IPA for sure.
Yeah, it tastes like a tree.
Oh.
Yeah, you got it.
When you hear people talk about IPA, it's like, yeah, it's more of a citrus forward. So.
Well, you know, so here's the thing, though. Yeah.
That's true, though.
An NW Red Ale.
Okay.
Which I can't remember what NW stands for.
Northwest.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, because when I read the thing that was explaining to me what it should taste like,
okay,
it didn't say that. It just said an NW Red Ale. I was like, okay, I don't know what the NW stands for.
It's
supposed to have a citrusy.
Well, yeah, so if it's in the Northwest, it's going to be like a citrus forward for sure, no matter what
it is.
I
need this guy.
Because I definitely got a citrus forward.
Because they're probably made with like Willamette or Valley hops, I'm assuming, which are going to be more citrus than floral.
I forgot he worked at a brewery, this SOB.
See, I did not.
I've
dabbled.
When you live in Eugene, you learn things.
I need you. I'm gonna message you before my shows.
And I need you.
I need you.
Oh, okay. So this tastes to me like a tree.
No.
But I like it.
My roommate.
Okay.
But I
love IPAs. They're my favorite beer. So I wish I would have got that one.
But I did it.
I know. I let you pick too. I knew it was the orange one. So that's why I like looked away. Sorry, I didn't get out far enough for you to grab it though.
Well, no, I would have went with either. I don't know.
I know. But that's the thing. Is I wanted that one, but because it's an IPA and that's what I love.
You like IPAs.
But me too. I didn't want to pick it. You know what I mean?
What does IPA stand for? That's how
Indian Pale Ale.
Oh.
And then like a double IPA is a
okay.
So they get a little like
fancy.
fancy with it now. Like, there's some that are like, we're a Pacific ale. Like, there's one called Sweet As that's made in by Good Life in Bend.
Okay.
And they're just like, yeah, we're just called, we're a Pacific ale. And I think at this point, it just, they're referring to whatever, like, alpha hops they use.
Okay. Beer.
Location. So, IPAs are made with, like, I believe alpha hops, which are what add those, like, really, really sharp flavoring to it.
And that's the thing, is I'm going to start brewing beer. I've been watching Kyle Schmidt do it for years. And I've always been like, God, I want to do that. I mean, so, and I own a house now.
Corey Matthews does stuff like that too.
Yeah.
And or I, has. Yeah. Has in the past. Yeah. I don't know if he has been.
And I own a house. I have a garage. Just move that's the exciting. Dog. Move the dog cage over and we get it done.
You're living in Oregon now though.
Yep. So, breweries for days.
Yeah. Where in Oregon?
Hour south of Eugene.
Specifically. No, I'm just kidding.
He lived
hour south of Eugene.
Okay.
I have a lot of enemies, so I'm not going to give you the address.
I was just kidding.
They're all enemies. They're all watching me, probably.
Frenemies?
They intentionally watch the show.
Did you push pop your beer?
Well, you don't have enemies. People like you.
Yeah, let's figure out who.
Every dude's boyfriend.
Oh. Mine's she says you're every dude's boyfriend.
I am.
Mine's kind of wedged.
You are. You are like a. You're a wifey material.
Thank you. Brophy.
I've always.
Brophy material.
Yep. I've always said that.
Yeah.
Well, since I nailed, right now. I nailed the style right on the dot.
So, mine's a weird one. This is one my dad wants to try. Now I'm sad I took it. But it's a Scotch ale.
Oh.
That makes sense.
But it didn't taste like a Scotch ale to me.
Bod Hizafa.
But this has, this has everything on it. Rich. So that's the thing, too. You're supposed to.
Georgetown.
You're supposed to pour these into a glass so you can talk about the color.
So, please refrigerate. Warm beer sucks. I have one with a sense of humor.
Those are one of my favorite beers that he got.
See, that's what I wanted to try. But yeah. That's fine.
I'm really glad I got this.
But that's fine.
Yeah, you got what both of us would have been really happy with. Instead, I got a brown ale, which is.
Oh, yeah, you got the that one.
So it's Ellie's brown ale.
It was supposed to be a reference to.
That looks like a root beer.
It was supposed to be a Stranger Things reference.
Yeah, it's Ellie's.
Ellie's 11.
Oh.
I also got one of the. What is that? Voodoo? The IPAs.
Oh, yeah.
I still have this bottle. Before you guys leave, I'll show you. It's a bottle of. I can't remember what it is, but it's a red ale. But okay. It's one that is like. It was for the Hellboy 20th anniversary. Ooh. And so the label is actually.
Are we talking about Nicolas Cage? No, or Ron Perlman?
Yeah, well, it has the 20th anniversary of. So I got it years ago. It's for the 20th anniversary of the Hellboy comic book.
Okay, good.
So it has the printed, like, Mike Mignola picture on it.
Okay.
And it was. It had come out, and it was like, you had to special order them. It was 21. The 21 year anniversary was like Hellboy turned 21 this year, and we want to buy him his first beer.
Okay, that's cool. That's
so they did this huge bottle. I'll show it to you guys. Cool. I have it on my nightstand.
This is what my dad's Scottish.
I didn't even open it though.
Here, my dad's Scottish.
How much you got left? Let's swap. Do a little swap.
I would trade, but I'm gonna drink the whole thing.
Oh yeah, you should. You should. You deserve it.
That's like when I used to walk down the stairs at the sub at the college and get winded. And then go in and get a hamburger and be like, I deserve this.
One, I love
walking down the stairs. Yeah. Get
that's
winded.
Really easy to drink.
It is, but I could only drink.
Eat a hamburger. I deserve
it. I also talk about like the alcohol, how much alcohol content it is.
This is 6.5.
This is 6.9.
5.5.
Which makes sense for a Scotch ale. Like, they're usually pretty potent.
Sure.
Sure, of course.
What's a Coors?
What's your Chernobyl?
I would say out of these two, the Ellie's Brown, it has a higher chuggability factor.
This? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could chug a poop out of this.
It's a classier Henry's. That's what it literally tastes like.
Can I say, for as little sports as we've talked on the show, this has probably been my favorite episode we've done in the longest time.
Well, yeah.
We can trade back at any point.
I was kind of like, I'm trying to decide, you know?
Yeah, sip your river.
Like this one's cool, though, because it has the, it tells you what, so this one says, style, Scotch Ale. Flavor, rich, sweet malt, and a wee bit of smokiness.
A wee bit.
So, I don't mean to self-promote Oakshire right now, but they have, like, ratings on the sides of theirs. So, it's like a power scale in each department.
Oatmeal stout is great. But it's not a real rating unless I'm on it.
So, my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, works for them. So, he lives in Seattle now because they're trying to, like, you know, expand. And so I'm a little biased when it comes to Oakshire, but it's so good.
I remember when MJ Barley Hoppers had the Harvest there, and I would drink that Harvest by the gallon.
By the gallon.
It was like 8%.
I only drink beer by the quart.
And it was $2 for a pint. That was a pretty good deal back in the day.
Well, so the beer overall, I think these are all pretty good. And if it's an IPA, I like it.
I like mine. I like trees. So.
I feel like you probably like IPAs less than the two of us.
Yeah, I feel like you don't even like that beer.
I do like it.
You were talking about
you didn't even like the Natter.
You were talking about reds though. Have you ever had the Dawn of the Red?
Dawn of the Red. Yep. Yes, I have.
Such a good beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of my original favorites.
I think if I didn't love IPAs like I do, red ales would be my second favorite. They are my second favorite.
See, I'm not a red guy. I don't like whatever that malt taste is that's in them.
In a red ale?
Yeah. But if it's like an imperial red, though,
okay,
then I dabble.
See, that's the thing. This is the thing I need to do because I got on this site called homebrewing.com, and I need to have like these pages. I need to have all these lists, you know,
yeah,
so I can talk about stuff like this on the show. Because the first couple, I was just like, oh, it's good.
I love that you do a show that does beer reviews, and then you Rick and Morty burp the entire show.
Well, we're three
beers. We're
drinking beers. I finished my Natter.
It feels I'm going to finish these three Coors before I even get done with the show.
I haven't finished anything yet.
I'm going to have a real great Saturday.
I finished this Natter day.
Yeah, I haven't finished anything yet. Kind of a slow drinker.
You know.
The Natter days, you're going to hate me.
No, I won't.
I like the Natter Day more than I like this.
But that's the thing is, like, any of my fans out there watching, the beer snobs.
Oh, yeah.
They're just sitting there going, he's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
He's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
No, oh, yeah. Anytime I talk about beer, I'm like, someone who knows more than me is like, you're a fucking idiot.
I went to Riverport a few months ago because I always get drugged there somehow. It was like trivia night.
Wait, hold on. You always get drugged there?
Dragged there?
I thought you drugged it.
I thought you meant you got like people drug you.
I'll roofie.
No,
you,
no. I mean, brother. I put a few roofies in it before I even go.
Yeah,
I roofie myself. That's how I have before a good I go. Time. They're like, this place is a blast.
I gotta put some horse tranquilizers in my drink. I'm
having a blast here. I'm talking to the jukebox.
You think your Viking does anything?
You're beautiful. I like your lights. Anyway, I went in there and I was like, what's the closest thing you have to Coors Light?
And they were
like, they seriously wanted to be like, get out.
Is that all you drink?
Hey.
I'm not going to judge, man. I drink.
It is mostly, that's mostly what I drink.
I did my show last week. I did two super nice beers.
Yeah.
And then I started playing World of Warcraft because I still play that. My friend was on and he was drinking vodka. And I was like, okay, man, I'll drink with you. I went and got a Mickey's 40.
Okay.
After I did two very nice
beers. I knew
you
did Mickey's, too. I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that.
I drink Mickey's.
I know.
See, I've seen the picture. It's nice when you get a man who can do both.
That's right. Yeah. You're welcome.
Because I really don't.
Let me tell you why I drink the Coors so much.
I'm very one-sided. I drink like...
In
Boise, I basically only drink nice beer.
Coors is my favorite domestic beer.
Cool. Okay.
And the reason why is Coors Light is...
it's good.
It's good for the price. Mm-hmm. I go to Mavericks. And it's a 12-pack of the 16-ounce cans for $12.29.
Can't beat that.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, that's like the same as Rolling Rock.
I'm just past the point where I care about good deals, I think.
Oh, well, that's... I'm not rich.
Yeah.
But I think even if I wasn't doing well,
I'm not.
I would probably still not care.
Here's
about price.
I'm cheap.
You got to remember your roots.
Well, I'm still in my roots.
Every time I take a sip of that Mick, I'm taking back to the streets.
You know what? No, fuck you. You know, I am out of my roots. No, this is how.
I love that people are trying to get us back on the topic of sports and we're just not doing it.
This is how I know. This is how I know I have graduated because I do drink Coors Light now. Mm-hmm. And I just told you guys before we started the show, I used to drink Four Locos.
Okay.
So I have graduated from poor... college student who could afford 2 Four Locos that would fuck him up.
Well, technically, 2 Four Locos is like $6. No, that's like 4. Right?
Yeah, but I could scrounge $6 when I was in college. I could be like, oh, $6, go get 2 Four Locos.
Not 12.
One time I drank 4 Locos and I thought I saw Jesus.
Who's the number one fantasy pick?
Who is the number one fantasy pick this year?
Should we switch back to sports?
Well, hold on.
Let's give ourselves some time to figure out who I would even take. I want to see them.
Yeah, let's. Okay, hold on. Yes, football. But were we done with basketball?
No.
I don't know. Because for me, basketball, man. It used to be my favorite sport.
Sure.
Straight up. And then the Boston beat down the Lakers, and the whole team fell apart, and Kobe got hurt.
Sure.
And I was sad.
Well, here's one of the reasons why we've become such a basketball-centric show is because when we started sports program, it was mostly football and baseball. But then I had a mission last year. I wanted to get into NBA more.
Yeah.
I didn't have a team.
That was super fun.
That was a great time. And now that I have went through – so the year before last, I had watched – what do you think? Like pretty much – pretty close to playoffs is when I started watching it regularly.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'd pay attention to the standings. That was basically
as long as you check the scores.
Right. But this last year, I've determined I'm a lifelong fan of the Portland Trailblazers since last year. I watched from beginning to end, though. I watched from the absolute very beginning to end. I mean, I pretty much after LeBron went to the Lakers last year is when I went all in on watching NBA. Yeah. And I had such
greatest story in television.
Oh yeah. And I had I had such a great time watching basketball this last year,
which is why it's on TNT.
Oh yeah.
Cuz they know drama.
But what was it, Nip Tuck on TNT too? Nip Tuck? No, that was USA. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, continue.
I don't know. I've never seen that show. Cuz it has the word nip. It has nip in the title and that makes me uncomfortable.
Does it?
No.
Tuck makes me even more uncomfortable.
I'm fine with Tuck.
To answer Phillip's question, would you fuck me? Whether you play PPR or standard, Saquon Barkley should be the number one pick of your fantasy draft.
I hate PPR.
And then Ezekiel Elliott, number two. I play 2 PPR leagues and 1 standard. I destroy standard. Like, I've made the championship every year in standard.
I've only missed the playoffs. I've been in 2 leagues. I've only missed the playoffs once in one of the leagues, and I'm about 6 years in.
Okay.
And there's another league I'm in that about the last 3 years I've taken first place twice, non-PPR.
I have never
PPR
missed.
PPR I took last.
I have never missed the playoffs in fantasy football ever.
Yeah.
I've also never played fantasy football.
I was, you know, you said I saw that coming.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know why I haven't. I think maybe I'm too dumb. Too dumb to like.
Oh, anyone can be good at it.
Oh, sure. I mean, Andy King plays. Love you, Andy. That's a joke. That's a joke.
Oh, well,
I love
he's
you
terrible
forever. I know, but I love him so much. So, anywho, joke. He does another show on the TSPN network. So,
had to call him dumb real quick. You freaking dummy.
Dummy.
Well, he's
very supportive.
You know,
of the
I
show.
Hate. I don't like to hear that. I don't like to hear this. Like anybody can be good at it because I put in the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it sucks when you put in the work and then someone who doesn't beats you.
Well, that doesn't happen.
How many people have started playing fantasy football because of the show The League? Because once I started watching the show The League, I got more interested in playing
fantasy
football.
But you still haven't, though.
I have not, no.
Has the right person just not invited you? Because I feel like that's a lot to do with it.
Yeah. No.
Are you waiting for Zach to
No. You know what? My story with playing fantasy football is much like my same story of when I was in high school, and I'd be like, I've never even been to a party because they're lame.
Yep.
And then someone was like, do you want to go to a party this weekend? I'm like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, they're cool.
I've been to hundreds of them. Literally dozens.
Handfuls.
girls like me.
Yeah, I don't go because girls don't talk to me.
I don't go. I like Diablo 2 more than parties.
Yeah,
You know what? I like my virginity.
You know, I could put Halo 2 down for the night.
I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian. I went to the youth group.
I'm a God-fearing man. That's why I don't go to parties. And then someone's like, do you want to go to a party? I'm like, yes, please. I'm not desperate. I was invited. Then I walked around the party. I'm like, hello, were you invited as well?
So you're using the exact same tone and volume as you did at the Fall of Troy Chiodos concert in 2002.
Yep. Yeah, where I was like, I don't know what's happening. Yeah. But I like it. I feel tingly in my area.
Thanks, Fall of Troy.
My swimsuit area. Oh, God. POV joke. So that's where I am with fantasy football.
That's where
I was going with that. Oh. Is it maybe I because my friend, so my close friend, the O'Shaughnessy, the O'Shag Hennessys, they play together.
Yeah.
And they've never invited me. But I've also been outspoken where I'm like, fantasy football's for nerds. Well, but it's literally where that. I'm like, parties are lame.
What's that thing you guys do on the show?
Pick'em? Pick'em. No, I love that.
See, I'm
and
you guys are doing it, and I was like, I should do it.
You should this year.
Well, I have to now.
They're so fun.
I've been on the show.
But the reason why I like doing Pigskin Pick'em, though, as opposed to fantasy, which I have not done fantasy, but I don't have to put... this last year, on the Pigskin app, on the ESPN fantasy app, I did do one league on there. Mm-hmm. After the second week, I forgot to put anybody else in or change stuff.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Well, that's the thing for me.
I forgot.
My favorite part of fantasy... is after the week's over, Sunday night, after the Sunday night game,
oh, yeah.
I go in and I do the research. Who did this? Who scored this?
Okay.
What's their matchup next week?
Yep.
I feel like I've played with a bunch of strangers on the ESPN Fantasy app. If I played with friends who are like, hey, you suck, I'd be like, oh, man, I'm going to get better because I want to beat these people. Uh-huh. But on the Fantasy app, it was strangers, and I was like, I just would forget.
Well, that's the thing. You should go in there and be like, you just talk shit to them.
Sure. But on Pick'em...
yeah, you're like, you're the ones who suck, but...
but on
yeah.
Pick'em, it's nice because it's a straight Pick'em. You are the ones who suck.
You are the butt suckers.
Yeah.
I suck the least of all of you.
Yeah.
I'm not good at talking
to you. You take last place all year.
Oh, yeah. But on the Pigskin Pick'em, I do like it. It's just a straight Pick'em.
And it's not... is it just who wins? It's not. You don't have to do a spread, right?
No. Well, you can.
Well, there's
you can
a spread
set
for the Monday night game. The Monday night game has the spread.
And you can set it up to where you need to have the spread.
I don't understand the spread. The spread is just what you think
they have to cover the spread to actually win.
I've so had Zach try to explain this to me on so many occasions, and I still don't get it.
What
yeah, so
the final scores,
so
right?
Say there's like a 3-point spread.
So like 23.
Say like the Niners were picked to beat the Seahawks by 3 points.
Yeah, explain it to Sean.
And
mildly.
If they didn't win by if they didn't win by 3 points, say they won by 1 point.
Yeah.
They didn't cover the spread, so you actually don't win your bet.
Yeah. Okay. If it's 4 points, they still.
Do you understand it now, Sean? Because I can have him explain it to you again. I got it though.
Yeah. So I do this thing. I do.
Do you want me to try and explain it to you?
Explain it to Sean loudly and clearly in my direction, so I can see your lips.
I do this thing at work. I do this thing at work where I'm like, yeah, can you say that again? But pretend like I'm four. But no, it's not for me. I'm just gonna go explain it to someone later, and I like the way that you explained it. But explain it like I'm dumber. Explain it like there's no way I would get it if you explained it normally. Mm-hmm. So we have these popsicle sticks.
Mommy and Daddy gave you a stand,
and you use the glue that doesn't get you high to put the popsicle sticks.
It's hard. It's
popsicle
sticks. But I'll be like, I didn't understand. I got it. I clearly got it.
He didn't get it.
No. Can you explain it loudly and clearly? But look at me. I have a hard time hearing. I would like to be able to read your lips as well.
And then, when he's looking at you, will you look at me and then mouth what he's saying?
Yeah. And then let me give me time to write it down. But I got it.
It's for him though.
I'm taking notes for him.
I'll take notes for you.
I'm gonna take the notes from what you explained to me. Then I'm gonna go have somebody else explain the notes to me. Somebody who speaks on my level.
So this year, though, so you will be doing the Pick'ems again.
We are, Pigskin Pick'em coming up.
How optimistic are you as a Niners fan this year?
If no one gets hurt, but that's the thing is Jimmy G didn't get hurt till week 5.
Yeah, didn't look that great.
And even
yet.
Then, I was like, oh, it's gonna be fine. They're only losing by a small margin, and that's what I said all the year before too.
I just genuinely believe in Kyle Shanahan. As a coach, I really
do. As being a Falcons fan.
Yeah, well, of course.
You should.
And
he did lose the Super Bowl for us.
Well.
It was completely his fault. No one else's.
Yeah, not the defense.
No.
Not the people that let the Patriots come back.
I mean, defense aside, his play calling is what gave the Patriots a chance to even have the ball at the end of the game. Like, he was like, you know what would be cool? Dropping back right now with Matt Ryan. That way we could take a sack You know, just run the fucking football.
Yeah. That show, that game was just prior to us starting our show. And I remember we were talking, but not as much as we do now. And I remember you messaging me and saying, like, hey, man, can you just not tweet about it anymore or something along those lines?
So this is funny. So the entire time the Super Bowl was going on, which back to Kyle Shanahan real quick, it was like he got fucking hired by San Francisco mid-game or something. It was like he was the best offensive coaching game of his life. And then all of a sudden he comes out at halftime and they must have, like, called him and been like, hey, we're giving you a San Francisco job. And he's just like, you know what? Fuck this game. And then just went out there and just took a shit all over the field.
I'm not even the head coach.
This isn't on me. And no, but for real. And it was halftime, and it was like 28-3, and Derek's like live tweeting the whole game.
Oh yeah,
and he's just like, I wouldn't rule out Tom Brady.
No. And what I said was like, 23-3. Oh, it was like 23-3.
Yeah,
28-3. I said, you know, I think the Falcons have a real chance of winning this.
The Falcons score like 28 more points. I think they got it.
Yeah. It was like just stuff like that. I'm like, man, I think they got a real shot of winning this game. You know, like
just like.
You can't rule them out. You can't rule.
And then after that, he just kept going. It isn't over. It isn't over. It isn't over. And the Patriots just kept coming back and coming back and coming back.
I feel like I single-handedly.
Do you feel like it's your fault?
A little bit. Yeah.
I feel like it's his fault.
I do too.
My friend thinks it's because he was sober all season and still wasn't drinking. And at halftime, he went and bought a bottle of vodka and drank it all. And as he was drinking it, they started coming back, so he was drinking more and more and more.
You know what? I didn't get very drunk last year at the Patriots and Rams, and the Patriots won. But the year before, Zach and I went and watched it in the bar with the Eagles, and I got so drunk, and the Eagles won. So maybe...
I had a HR law test the next day.
Honestly, I was the most bored. The most bored I've ever been watching that Super Bowl.
Oh, God. It was so bad.
Yeah.
No, but for real, the real reason that the Falcons lost is because we were terrible. Like, our defense was it was the worst second half defense out of all 32 NFL teams that year. So, of course, they came back. Like, I don't know how our defense only held them to 3 points in the first half anyways. But, so...
I mean, it's all right because the Patriots fans, you know, if they want to... I mean, they'll always have the Giants.
But also... Kyle Shanahan did bonus.
Sure.
He made a couple questionable calls, but I do still think that the San Francisco 49ers are lucky to have him, and I think that moving forward they're going to have a really good year because of him and Jimmy G.
Well, this is the thing now, though, is you have people whispering, this is his last year.
For Shanahan?
Yeah.
He's got to do it.
He's got to do it this year or he's...
I agree with that. He's got to get some results.
He coached the Broncos, too, at one point, didn't he?
No, his dad coached the Broncos.
That was his dad?
Okay. That is his dad.
And so with that being said, that makes me sad. So if they don't even make the playoffs, what if they get close? Are they going to... Do you think...
I think if they don't make it in, he's done.
And that's what I... This is what I don't like about sports is you... And basketball especially is you get a player for 1 year... Paul George is in OKC how long?
2 years.
2 years.
He was.
Okay. But he just signed his contract this last year.
Okay, so to he's go free 4 years. Agent, and then he signed a longer. I hate that they can get out like that. That's stupid.
Talk their way out.
Well, yeah. I think it's dumb for the entire NBA, or the teams that don't even have a team or have the Knicks or.
Well, it sucks to be like a Spurs fan like I am and know that we lost Kawhi, so like. The Raptors just won a championship. It's hard to not believe that should have been our championship. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, like, all he had to do was say, I don't want to play here anymore. That's not awesome. And then he gets to leave. So I agree with you. It's bad for the game that players can move whenever they want to.
It doesn't make it fun. It makes it fun, like, now you're like, look at all these trades that happened. That's exciting to watch all those trades go down. But it's like, it's not fun because I want to see... Like Westbrook. I know everyone hates him.
Camera.
But you see, Westbrook.
Sad. I don't know. So he's
stuck in OKC.
Yeah, but he kind of chose to stay there. You know, he keeps signing new contracts.
But
I do like the loyalty, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want, the loyalty.
I like the Damian Lillard and Russell Westbrook loyalty. Did we lose it?
We're fixed. We just lost the camera, and then I fixed it. We're good.
And we're back.
It's cause lost your
it's
camera.
It's because you let.
But we had the sound though.
It's because you let that thing hang over the thing.
No, but let's. Yeah, the loyalty thing, and that's what I'm so like. Tom Brady. Hate him or love him. Been with the Patriots.
Sure.
Forever. He's put it. He's what? He's reevaluated his contract.
Yeah.
To keep.
Oh yeah, to keep players. Yeah.
And I understand maybe he does that because he's old and he's like, well, I might as well do it.
It's better to keep playing and keep winning.
He's like, I want to win 10 Super Bowls. Yeah.
And I'm sure he makes money in other ways is the thing. Like, I think he's got to, right? We're going to lose Derek for a second. That's just a rule.
Is this something that happens?
No, but we usually don't do shows this long, and I bet
is
he's...
this long? Are we talking too long?
No, I just think the guy's got a... No, never mind.
Oh, it's hot. I'm feeling all right. How are you feeling?
I feel good.
I'm sweaty, obviously.
I'm wearing shorts, which I don't normally wear. I should have worn my shorts. I popped on some shorts. I feel good. I always run a little cool compared to most people, though.
Are you going to pass out?
It's just getting toasty.
Honestly,
we'll deal
I
with the
gonna,
sound.
Honestly, I thought he was going pee.
Honestly,
is what I
so
thought
like,
was really
can you hear? Hold on. I can't really hear anything.
No, right. Well, I mean, she's playing games and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Just, you know. What is she playing, by the way?
I think she's playing Breath of the Wild.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's stay on sports, though.
Yeah. But I had to let some of the air out.
No, there's certain players in every sport.
Get that in here.
Damian Lillard and Russell Westbrook would be two of them.
Absolutely.
Where they just stick to their guns and they're like, this is my team and that's what's most important. It's funny, we haven't even really talked about it, but it seemed like Kemba Walker was trying to say that too. Like, if Charlotte offers me even a little bit less than a max deal, I'm going to stay in Charlotte. And then next thing you know, he's in Boston. So I'm like, was that his decision or their decision? Like, I don't know if it was like Charlotte was like, we finally need to move on from Kemba, or if he was like, I was just kidding about what I said about taking less money to stay here and left.
And I like that Dame re-signed for 4 more years.
Yeah, he signed another extension.
But now, I know that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
it really doesn't mean anything. Paul George just signed a 4-year deal last year.
I know, so I'm a little
so sad. So what happens when they do that? When they get out? Obviously, they don't get all the money.
No, you do. You trade them with their contract.
Oh, okay.
So that's why
the other team picks up the contract.
Yeah, so that's why teams do a thing called sign-in trades. Mm-hmm. So... Kevin Durant's a good example. They try to get you not to move from team to team now, so the team that you're currently on can always offer you the most money.
Okay.
So that, like, 5-year supermax that they always talk about, you can't get the 5-year supermax from another team. Like, the only team that could offer Kawhi the 5-year supermax would have been Toronto.
Okay.
So LA can't offer him as much money, so he actually has to take less money to go there. Kevin Durant, to go somewhere else, has to take less money. So what they do instead... This benefits both teams. Golden State re-signs Kevin Durant before they trade him. They give him the longest deal they possibly can. Then they trade him with that new contract to Brooklyn. So, because Brooklyn couldn't have offered him the same amount of money.
Okay.
And people would say, well, what does Golden State get out of that? Why would they sign someone for extra money just to help them get paid more somewhere else? That's where the sign-in trade comes in, because you get an asset back now. So they get what they want. They get to go somewhere else, and they get the extra money. You, in return, get D'Angelo Russell. You know, like you. Yeah. That's how you get something out of it.
Okay.
So sign and trades happen all the time.
But makes it not fun.
Well, and it definitely screws them out of that whole, hey, let's make it so they get paid more by the team they're already on.
That's LeBron's fault, right?
Well, teams. Yeah, I mean, I think they
started off.
I think it was the LeBron era.
Cleveland to Heat.
I think the LeBron era, when he left Cleveland, is when they added that little, like, extra year, more money thing to try to get you to not do that. But now the loophole is just these sign-in trades to work around it. So, it's always going to happen.
We like to waste power in this house. Leave all the lights on.
But it sucks to be a small market fan. Like, it sucks to be a San Antonio fan and know that, like, potentially we can lose everyone at any time.
Sure.
But.
And that was a fear. I think of a lot of Portland fans, like, oh, do we lose Damian Lillard this year?
But you don't have to oblige the player. That's the thing, is like, Paul George, they could have just said, hey, Paul George, you just signed a contract with us, tough titties and stay. But they gave him what he wanted. Like, they didn't have to.
Well, but they also got, they got a ton of.
Well, they got a big haul out of it. I think their general manager was like, how do you say no to that?
Also, I think the general manager worked closely with, at one point, didn't he work with.
Sam Presti?
Right, yeah. And Presti worked pretty close with the Clippers.
I think so.
Yeah, so I think there's a relationship there. It was like, hey, we're going to do it. We're going to give you the world for this.
But here's the problem.
And you don't have to have an unhappy player on the team.
First round picks don't mean shit if your team is winning titles, because they're getting like the last pick of the first round. You know what I mean? Like, it, you don't want the 30th pick of the draft.
Right.
So even though they did trade all these draft picks to OKC, like OKC's not getting any good picks out of it. They're getting the 30th pick if the Clippers start winning championships.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But then again, the OKC hadn't won championships, though.
They weren't going to either. Right, no. So I think they just realized that, and they just were like, let's hit the reset button.
Let's just reset it, yeah. I think so, yeah. Generally, they're like, let's just reset it. We're not going to win in this era. There's LeBron and the Brow.
Yep.
Are right
and now
there.
Boogie and the Brow.
Well, that's Boogie and the Brow. Listen, though. Like, we've seen LA get great players.
Sure.
I don't have hopes.
I don't think they're the favorite. I think that the Clippers are the favorite in the West, and then
I'm going to say the Clippers are the favorite now.
And that hurts me to say, because
and they weren't hurt before.
Because 4 days ago, when I thought Kawhi was coming to LA, Lakers, not Clippers. Maybe that's the confusion. Everyone just kept saying LA, and I was like, yeah.
And it's happening.
I forget the Clippers.
Well, LA was saying. I mean, reports from LA were from the Lakers were saying that they were favorite. So I threw everybody off.
I bet LeBron just rubbed him wrong. Didn't rub him right.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that don't want to play.
Well, it doesn't help that Kawhi Leonard's a human robot.
That's true.
He picked whatever team he got programmed to like.
His laugh is, he is a robot.
Yeah.
That laugh.
Love that one.
That laugh is like if you asked an AI to be like, do a human laugh for me, AI.
I think it's amazing.
Hey, I love the laugh.
You know, he definitely hurt my heart by leaving, but I was so okay with it in Toronto, and now that he's on the Clippers, I now dislike. I have to not like him. It's a sports rule.
Where I was leaning is I would have liked for him to defend his championship.
Exactly.
I would have liked for I think the fun we've talked about on the show before. I like the story. I liked the story of him going, you know what? I won this championship.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can do it again.
And they probably could have.
I think so.
And that's why I like Nick Foles staying with Philly for another year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
not now, but yeah.
Well, yeah. So he won the Super Bowl. He kept with Philly for another year.
Yeah.
To see if he could defend the championship.
Uh-huh.
And
he tried.
He did. Yeah. And that was a game. That game. I think that was the best.
It's interesting.
The players
wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
The city wanted him. And then Jacksonville's like, hey, we have Blake Bortles. We gotta fix this.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we gotta do something here.
Did you watch that video?
They're like, uh oh.
Did you watch that interview with Blake? And the interviewer's like, well, Blake, what would you do if you weren't playing pro football? Probably doing construction of railing down cigarettes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever he's.
He seems funny. Yeah. The show, The Good Place.
He's like the butt of the joke on that.
Which
show.
Is great because it's out of left field. But there's a character on The
Jean
Good
Yu.
Place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jean Yu.
Loves the Jaguars, and there's one joke in the show where he asks Ted Danson, he's like, "Do the Jaguars ever win the Super Bowl?" And he's like, "I don't know that, but no." And then he keeps saying stuff about Blake Bortles, and he's like, Blake Bortles is bad, like, you know, just
yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man, and they're funny,
and that show's
great. Show
A plus.
That's probably my favorite joke. Will they win the Super Bowl? He's like, I don't know that. But
who are all the teams that haven't won a Super Bowl?
Falcons, probably Cardinals, the bird
yep,
teams,
Cardinals,
the bird,
because the Eagles were until they that one.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of the bird teams. Seahawks took a really long time. Obviously, we saw that.
So
Jaguars.
I'm curious because I want to know. When the seasons come around, if it's a team that, if my teams don't make it, and there's a team in there that hasn't won a Super Bowl, I would like to root for them.
Okay. Okay, so the coach for San Francisco.
Cardinals, Falcons, Bills, Panthers, Bengals, Browns, Lions, Texans.
Okay, so the coach for the Niners is under the same scrutiny that who's that coach that I just love for the Lions. I want him to do good. What's his name?
Oh, the dude from the Patriots.
Yeah. I want him to be good.
Why do I not remember his name?
I can't remember it.
The guy who looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah. Why can't we remember his name? I want him to be good.
Oh, there's more. I didn't. The whole list hadn't loaded. Jaguars, Chargers, Vikings, Titans also on that list.
Okay. Well, the Titans are newer, and the Jaguars are too.
The Titans went to the Super Bowl, their expansion.
A lot of these teams have been to the Super Bowl. Most of the teams on this list have. I mean, Buffalo lost four in a row, so.
Yeah. Oh. That's like a.
But made for one of the best 30 for 30s ever. Fort Falls of Buffalo. Very good.
Matt Patricia.
There was a P there. I knew there was a P there.
But he's going to get fired, too, if he doesn't do it.
Okay. Oh, he's got one more year, yeah.
Well, you know.
But I want him to be good.
Matt Stafford is not the answer.
No, but when you spend that much money, he has to be the answer.
I don't think he's a dumb quarterback. He's done some really crazy, like, there was one game in the season where they were on, like, the one-yard line, and he did, like, a little fake, and then he just popped the ball over, and they won. And he's a smart quarterback, but he's...
Oh yeah, dude.
I gotta wheeze the whiskey.
Oh, I mean, we'd end it, but I want you to do your UFC picks first.
Yeah, you guys just talk about nonsense until I'm back.
That's okay. Well, the show's off the rails, and I'm fine with it.
Is that my fault? Is that because of the beer thing?
No, I actually
does it just get off the rails like this?
This has been I don't know, like pre Zach leaving for Boise. Mm-hmm. No, but it's still yeah.
You guys need to have like an itinerary. You need to have a like.
Well, we used to have like. So when he lived here, we were very good with talking points. We had a Google shared doc. When he moved though, we realized we started doing the show on Saturdays, but he Skypes in, and then we realized that we don't see each other at all. So it became every single time it was like, hey, we haven't talked about anything else either. Because we talk about more than sports. Like Dragon Ball Z or other important things. Politics?
Well,
no.
Do you want to get into that?
No, I don't do that.
Good.
I don't even know anything.
Me neither. I don't pay attention.
Dude, my head's in the sand. I love it.
And I like it that way.
I like to be so ambiguous with politics. I like to go. What is it Pete Holmes says? He says he likes to get into conversations and be like, I know, right? Obamacare. And they're like, is he for it or against it? Or he's like, I know it exists.
That's the and
most I've heard it.
Most people will, either way, if they're against it or they're for it, the way you say it.
Yeah. At work, I said something. It was a very hot take. I said, I believe in Donald J. Trump, and they're like, oh. And I was like, yep, I believe in him. I believe he exists.
And he is.
And
here.
He's a real person. And he's a person I've seen on TV a couple times. I believe in it.
I believe he has done things.
I don't believe in Santa Claus, because that's not real.
Okay, well.
Whereas,
well,
I know that he's a thing. I believe in him.
But what about the people that still believe in Santa?
There's no one that does, though, right?
Well, now they don't.
I ruined it for so many children out there.
Yeah, I hope people are watching this with their kids.
With all that POV time.
They have to explore.
Come around, children.
Let us gather in the warmth of our computer screens.
On the point of POV, since we haven't really talked about it yet.
Okay.
There has been many films. Hardcore Henry was POV.
Hardcore Henry was great.
What was another POV film that I hated?
That's
you
it.
Didn't like Hardcore Henry?
Just don't like the POV.
No,
the story was kind of cool.
It was like when Doom switched
Doom,
to it.
Yes, yeah.
But that
Doom.
Part is a good part, though.
When in Doom?
Yeah.
Is it?
Is there
it's
any
better
part
than the rest of the
part?
Is it better than the rest of the movie or worse? Sure?
Is it as good as Rampage with Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
I like Rampage, though.
Did you?
Loved it.
I didn't watch it.
Dude, it has a big gorilla in it.
Did you watch that San Andreas movie?
I did watch San Andreas.
But,
what about that one?
It's bad.
You don't have to watch it anymore. You can just watch the news.
It looked like a bad Die Hard to me.
I still liked
but
it.
But wasn't it just an earthquake?
Yeah, it's
about
fault.
It's about what's like really happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's a documentary about yesterday.
I've always said that Mad Max is more of a documentary about Australia than anything.
The first one?
Oh, just all of them.
Yeah.
Thunderdome?
Yeah, that's the most current of the... Documentaries.
I feel like that's
documentary three.
I think Thunderdome is like an Americanized. It's like
I want you to tell me this. Where's Tina Turner been
since then?
She's still running the Thunderdome. That's where she's been. Okay. It's a documentary.
She's not dead, is she?
No.
Okay.
She's rolling on a river.
Rolling. Is that her?
I'm pretty sure. I think it is. That's a liar liar joke.
Well.
Rolling on the river, that's where she'd be.
So you still you need to.
I watched Liar Liar recently.
You need to.
I haven't.
I did.
I haven't seen it since I was a child.
My favorite part of that movie is when he has all the blue on his face. He pops up and he goes, "I can't lie."
It's a good movie.
And that's my only, that's the only part I remember. Really,
it's a great movie.
Yeah.
I rewatched Cable Guy recently, which because that's one of my favorites.
Movie's uncomfortable.
We just watched.
I love it.
We had never seen it, so we watched.
It's so good.
It does it make you as uncomfortable as 1 Hour Photo? With Robert
nothing
does.
No.
Never seen it. I saw a clip and I was like, never mind. Like, I'm good.
Yes, yes, I take pictures of people. Yes.
Yeah.
That would be if I did 1 Hour Photo. I'd be like, I want you to go off, Robin, like your comedy. Yes, 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 I take photos of people. Yes. I stalk the shit out of them. Yes.
Yep.
That's my.
Didn't watch it.
That's my Robin Williams impersonation.
I don't think I'm going to watch it still.
Yes.
I mean, Point of No Return. No reason to go watch it.
He's in that Insomnia movie too, right? This is a sports show.
Well, but Robin Williams is everything.
It's a show about sports.
Sports are peppered in. That's the new name. Right, so, sports are peppered in.
But also, but
you should change that.
But also, I miss you, man.
Also, I miss you, man. I haven't seen you forever. So, sports are peppered in.
If you want to keep it sports, let's talk about what is your favorite movie. That is a sports movie. Remember the Titans, Invincible.
Well, I already know the answer.
The one with Tony Danza where he's the Eagles kicker, the garbage man.
Oh.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
On Disney? He's a garbage man, and his leg is so strong because he has to kick his garbage machine.
Yeah.
His garbage,
I like Little Giants and The Big Green.
Okay.
The Big Green. Wow.
Yeah, that's on. I think that's
great reference.
It's on HBO.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Pretty positive.
Yeah, it is on HBO right now.
But do you have HBO?
I do, in a way.
Same way everyone else has HBO.
Well, I pay for it, so.
Me too.
I do too.
Okay. Wait.
I do too.
I do. He doesn't.
Oh, do you have it?
Have it. I also have that channel.
Pay for it.
My parents have it now too. Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about I'm talking about the app.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Are you gonna get Disney Plus?
No.
Okay, let's talk about UFC.
I don't care to continue.
I'm taking over.
I don't care to continue anymore of the Avengers story.
What?
Endgame was the end for me, baby.
It should be the end for everyone.
So
I am going to watch Spider-Man, though.
But as far as the overall Avengers storyline, it should be done.
Right, but I heard the Endgame. I've heard that Spider-Man Far From Home is actually the correct way to end it, though.
By the way.
I've heard it's the Well, actually, you can confirm it.
Is it bad?
It's amazing.
I've heard that Far From Home is actually the bookend to the first saga.
Okay,
book wise. If you watch Endgame,
it's supposed to wrap it all
up. Like Endgame for me currently has been the bookend to the story. So I've heard that Far From Home is actually the correct bookend. Like with Avengers 1 or Iron Man 1, mm-hmm. end it with Far From Home.
Exactly.
And then it also sets up for the next two.
Exactly.
But also, it's like the proper bookend. Exactly. Like, it's post-Tony Stark. We see that in the previews.
Yep.
Like, it's post-Tony Stark dying. Yep. So, sorry, spoilers. But, like...
If you haven't seen it yet, then go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's been out for 5 days.
So, would you confirm that?
No.
Far From Home is the bookend.
Far From Home is the... Yes. The latest and... The latest one in the saga.
Okay. And then you could also watch it to set up whatever's next.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
It is, yeah, and it's huge, man.
But I heard you have to watch it because it does properly end the end game.
It does, and it sets up for a whole new thing. It's insane.
How is our boy Jake Gyllenhaal in it?
He's amazing, hands down.
I love him. I really do.
Not to give anything away, but this man can play whoever he wants.
Well, that's what Jake does. It's what Jake does.
I've always said that since right now.
Yeah.
Since Zodiac.
Everyone knows since Zodiac that I've always said that's what Jake does.
Or Donnie Darko.
Did you see the one where he's like that creepy dude?
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler's so good. Nightcrawler's so fucking good.
Didn't watch it. My wife did.
What's that creepy one with the... there's incredibly creepy one too with like the spider though too.
whoa.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like
It?
No, it's like the end of the movie. He like looks into this room. It's like this
he's a huge spider,
like, tarantula like in it. Like God, that. It's creepy.
He's in that.
Yeah, he's like the main dude in
it. You know what's kind of surprising about Jake Gyllenhaal? That he's also in very bad movies.
So, the man.
What one?
The thing is,
not just... Bubble Boy. Not Bubble Boy's great. He's the Bubble Boy.
Listen, I was a big fan.
Big fan.
A big fan.
Everyone knows that when you remake a made-for-TV movie, it's going to be. When it came out,
I was a big fan.
Of Bubble Boy?
Yeah.
I actually like that movie.
But I was young.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Do you think it holds up?
I'm sure it does. It's a silly, stupid kids movie.
Yeah.
Well, kind of, except for he's trying to bone in it. I don't know. That's a weird movie.
Actually, I feel, yeah. Now that you say that, and now I don't think it was meant for kids.
No, but it's very silly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this got lost in translation a second ago, but I think that anytime you remake a made-for-TV movie into a major motion picture, it's just going to be successful. That's just...
Oh, yeah. Everyone says that.
Yeah. If it was originally already not a big movie, let's remake it.
Yeah. I don't see why not.
And then it's only going to be better.
We've been running for a while here.
Yeah, I can wrap stuff up.
So let's...
Well, I was trying to take over.
Let's talk some UFC.
Okay, so normally I just like pick a couple of the fights, like the main ones, and do them. Sure. But the fight card tonight is freaking stacked, man.
Okay.
It's stack overflow up in this
Tell
bitch.
Me, about, sell it to me.
I'll sell it to you right now. So we start off with coming off of the Hall of Fame introduction ceremonies yesterday where Diego, the Nightmare, then the Dream, then now the Nightmare again, Sanchez. I have to get all of his names in.
Does he transform so much?
I don't know how he did it. But anyways, him and Clay Guida, their fight made the UFC Hall of Fame for they pick a fight every year to introduce, like, not the people, but the fight itself into the Hall of Fame. So he's in the Hall of Fame now, even though it's just one of his fights. Coming off of that, he's going to get the shit beat out of him by Michael Chiesa. Michael Chiesa, the heart of Spokane, Washington. I think he's the biggest favorite on the main card because this is not a fair matchup. Diego is old and undersized for the division. Michael Chiesa just came up to 170, but the dude is massive for the weight class even still.
He's from Spokane?
These are their photos?
Yeah, so he was on The Ultimate Fighter. His dad died while he was on The Ultimate Fighter, he was going to go home, and they were like, no, stay, win the show. For those who don't watch the show, The Ultimate Fighter is American Idol for kicking people's ass.
And it's still going.
Yeah, it's still going. And he won that season, and he's super talented. He's more of a grappler than a stand-up guy. If he ever gets...
Not my style.
If he ever rounds that out, I agreed. I like the stand-up guys. They're more exciting. Everyone knows.
The knockouts.
But he has the ability. He just
sweaty wrestling.
He has the ability, though. He just knows what he's better at, is what I should say. Dude's talented. He wins this fight by a lot. Luke Rockhold, I'm just going to basically skip over that one. Luke Rockhold also wins by a lot. Not only is the man just a real dime piece, but the guy can throw fisticuffs. Okay. And I believe he's making his debut or second fight now at 205 pounds. If he wins, he will call out John Jones. That'll be exciting. I love when, like, two people that are going to fight each other next are on the same card now. It just leads into the next fight perfectly. Funky Ben Askren versus Jorge Masvidal. Last time we saw Jorge Masvidal, not only did he knock out Darren Till after the fight, he also just punched a random person in the back, which was just good TV. Yeah. And then he gave us that money quote where he's like, yeah, I had to give him a two-piece and a soda.
That's must-see TV?
Or the three-piece and a soda. TV. Jorge Masvidal is just entertaining. And Ben is this generation's Chael Sonnen. Dude, he's a wrestler. He knows how to run his mouth. Jorge Masvidal doesn't give a fuck about it. He's going to show up. Fook. It's going to be a good fight. The sad thing is we just said we don't really like grapplers. Ben Askren's going to take Jorge down and probably keep him there. I see Ben Askren winning. And then we can get to the two title fights. I don't think either of them are very close. I hope Holly Holmes does a decent job against Amanda Nunes. But I think Amanda Nunes socks her the hell up. I'm rooting for Holly. I'm rooting for Holly, baby. But I think Amanda Nunes knocks her out in the first round.
Okay.
She's just...
Have they fought before?
No. Weirdly, they haven't. I think that's why they gave the fight to Holly. I think somehow these two have eluded each other for the last few years. Holly Holmes is still the greatest kickboxer to ever be in the UFC as far as females go. So she's got a puncher's chance or a kicker's chance or whatever you want to call it. Sure. I'll be rooting for her. But I think Emmanuel Nunez is just a man among boys, or a man among women. A man really.
Among, well, we don't. We can't.
You can't say that. I did though.
She is who she. She it is happened. What she is.
Yeah.
Because you can't identify
her. Yeah. I'm
gonna have to go to the bathroom.
John Jones versus Tiago Santos. I think this is the easiest fight John Jones has had in a while, as far as matchups go. I don't think it's actually no. He's a -560. He is the biggest favorite of tonight, -560. I mean, I think by the third round, John Jones is weird lately how he decides to attack people. He'll probably stand with him for the first round, like he's not going to try to take him down, and then by the third round, he'll just pummel him from the top. Like, he'll change his strategy because he'll get bored and then just take him down and win the fight. So I think he wins third round TKO, Johnny Jones.
Love it.
So he's only lost once?
He's only lost once, and they're getting rid of that loss on his record because it's not real. What happened was he was fighting Hamill. Hamill was the only deaf guy to ever fight at 205 pounds. Actually, he's the only deaf guy to ever be in the UFC. John Jones.
Didn't know that.
He didn't hear it coming.
Yeah, he didn't hear it coming. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. John Jones got on top of him. He was dominating him. Yeah. And he did what they call as a... He went straight up and down. He went from midnight to six, which you can't elbow from on top of someone because it's extremely lethal to do that. So he goes straight up, drops an elbow right on Hamill's face, and Hamill was done after that. And they're like, well, that's an illegal shot. So, you know, they stood him up. They gave him the loss. So he's never really lost. Okay. He got disqualified. Well, I think there are limits.
Rules are rules.
Well, rules is rules.
Rules is rules.
But this is also a dude who doesn't care and has been caught for steroids and cocaine.
Yeah.
So I don't think John Jones really cares about rules. Yeah, he was literally doing both simultaneously.
Bounces it out.
I hope John Jones loses because I'll never root for a guy who cheats.
Yes.
As always. Not that Tiago Santos is the most likable guy, but he's got that, he's got a hammer on his chest as a tattoo. And he fights.
Well, it's better
like
than
it.
A dick sword. So.
He fights like it, though. He's gonna go out there Brock. like a barbarian
a
and
I love it.
Go after him.
Speaking of wrestling, dude, is that it?
Yep, that's
Speaking of wrestling, Dusty Katzenberger and I are still working out the details on it, but we will have a wrestling podcast on the network soon. With AEW making a huge move against WWE to be like the big number two, we feel like the Monday Night Wars, even though they won't be Monday nights, are coming back, though. AEW is... I've watched the last couple pay-per-views. They've been fantastic. They're so fun.
Bitches like, know what they're doing.
It's been fun. They've been great. So we will be talking WWE and AEW and that whole thing going on. You want to get in there now.
Brother.
Yeah. Brother. Yeah, brother. We want to do a wrestling podcast now, brother.
I got you for three minutes.
Before we...
Oh, Bonesaw.
3 minutes of
yeah. Sorry. Not this.
3 minutes of playtime. I'm gonna get that clip. That's gonna open.
That's
us
amazing.
Up.
Yeah, well, what else would you have it do?
Are you either of you going to the show this evening?
To
are
the
you, are
show.
You going to the show
at the Riverport Brewery?
You want to see
are
a
you,
show?
Are you going to the start of the show?
I'm gonna watch it until the fights start, and then I'm gonna leave.
I might do that now. I hadn't intended on that. But
he might now because we have been drinking, and I'm going to talk him into going.
I'm feeling pretty loose about it. I would like to
see,
stop.
That was easy. You said all right. You all heard it.
Like to stop somewhere. I would like to stop somewhere for wings.
Wings.
Looks like we're going out.
This show is brought to you by Wings.
Wings.
Fucking eat them.
Actually, fucking eat them. Any place.
Albertsons.
We don't care.
Albertsons has really good wings.
They have
I'm
great
not,
wings. Yeah.
No. Salt and vinegar, baby.
Salt and vinegar wings.
Baby?
We just ate them.
Yeah,
for
salt
the
and vinegar.
Time.
Yeah,
so good.
I eat them like three times a week, so I have a huge problem. It's really bad for my cholesterol.
Oh, I got a wings problem.
I got a wings problem, baby.
I got a wings problem, huh? Bimini bobbity.
Yeah, what were we doing before that? The old-timey voice.
Yeah, I know.
You got a problem with wings, see? There's so many wings.
Hey. I like a few wings, see?
Here's the problem, is that you've had too many wings.
This podcast is brought to you by Wings. Fucking eat them or whatever.
Yeah, you should eat them or don't.
Depends on your personal preference, I'd say.
Yeah, I guess if you don't eat meat, probably not the best idea, see?
You don't like wings, then fuck you.
Yeah.
Go get some cauliflower wings.
Yeah, sports program. If you don't like wings, go fuck yourself, see?
If you're not a big wings fan, then that's your personal preference, see?
Yeah.
He's like, he's open-minded.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, but the Red Wings suck dick, so let's bring it back to sports.
Hey, there it is.
Red Wings could go eat a butt. They can eat a butt, see?
Eat a butt, see?
I guess that's a whole butt you could probably be eating right now, see?
You're talking about Red Wings and then eating and...
Perfect.
You can't.
There's never been a show we've ever done this far off the rails. We're all there. There are no rails at this point.
No rails.
But also probably the best show.
Oh man,
in the history of sports program.
Talking about the new Terminator movie for some reason.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for joining us in this program. Thank you to Home Run Jack. Make sure you check him out at Home Run Jack on Twitter.
I'm now Home Run Zach on Twitter. I just changed it.
Oh, wow. That's
Can
good.
Can you please, actually?
Yeah.
At Quackswan on Twitter. At Derek on TSPN.
It's actually Fleetwood Zach right now.
Nuh-uh.
It is.
Is it?
As of now.
make sure you check out Sean's show, though, on Twitch TV. What, go ahead and give the twitch.tv. It's twitch.tv.
/twitchtv.com/
That's you're doing way too many number letters.
Just type in Home Run Jack. You'll find twitch.tv/HomeRunJack
for great beer reviews
and a great time.
And a great time. Also, he does some video game streaming.
I stream games, but come for the beer.
There it is. And then, of course, check out the rest of our fine programming on TSPN.fun. See, because you're not having fun unless you're spending time poorly. That's pretty good.
You need to get one of those fake plastic cigarettes for this.
Let me put my cigarette on your tit. All right. I'm out of here. Bye, everybody.
This is a saucy broad.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Was I supposed to say Go Warriors?
No. It's for the. It's for Elsie.
So is this still through them?
No. I mean,
I hope not.
Yeah, no.
I hope we're not affiliated after that one.
The show started. The show started on. Yeah. KLCZ, so we just keep it going, but it really...
Well, you know, you're in the area, and the Warriors are great. I do have to pee.